Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Kim Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global.
I mean, the lines are blowing up.
Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you. All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Here he is, Brian. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. Boy, he was powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. You know what I mean? I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Excuse me, everybody. I'm drinking coffee. Good morning, everyone. I'm talking if you're on the West Coast. We're still shoveling out snow. It was a blizzard. It's colder than fuck. We're freezing. It's 56 degrees. We are freezing here. Hell has fury. 56 degrees. Are you kidding me? Who could survive with that weather? We're still digging out of snow in the mountains. At night, we're cold. This is not California. But it's still 10 a.m. in the morning. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the show. It's Global. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. And we're going to talk about, we'll get right to it, sex. We're going to try to have a mature adult conversation with an immature man. See how that works. No, that's not the sound of sex. If that's the sound of sex, then you're eating her too. You're eating her wrong. Well, I don't know. I'm not going to get into that. Queefing and what is the thing? I get really excited. Squirting and stuff like that. It could be messy. I remember the first time I went out with a girl that squirted. I didn't know what the fuck happened. She kind of warned me. I'm a squirter. I go, I don't care. I had no idea what a squirter was. I had no idea. I was about to find out. And boy, did I find out. Oh, my God. Enough about me. Okay, subject, sex, meds, dildos, and lollipops. The adult toys are replacing men. Yes, they are. And men, you were relaxed about this, too. And what this does is that it removes the intimacy, and it causes women to cheat. If a woman has an adult toy, she is cheating on you right now. That's all it is to it. Let me take another sip. See, now that's the sound of a woman being, oh, Brian, you're just so good. I know I am. If I had an adult toy named after me, I don't know what it would be called. I mean, hammered. Would be kind of rough. I think it would be called the cuddler. I just put my lips around your lips and just cuddle on and maybe blow bubbles or, make them both sound like boom. I think chicks would dig that. Women who have adult toys are more often to cheat on their men, if that's true. Now think about it for a minute before you women get all wound up. Think about it. Half the time, maybe not even half, three-quarters of the time you're using a toy, you are not thinking about your man. You're not. That's just a fact, Jack. There's nothing wrong with that. It's the F word, not that one, fantasizing. And that's getting you off. And you're not fantasizing about your man. Are you cheating? I used to go out with a girl who thought masturbation was cheating. Oh, my God. She's beautiful and everything. She had like 36 triple Fs. But if she thought you were in the bathroom too long and you're whacking in, she will actually cry on you. She would have a heart attack thinking you cheated on her if you were masturbating. Because why are you masturbating when you could be with her any time of the day or night? But also think about it, women. I know you can give that excuse, well, it's a fantasy. Yeah, I know it's a fantasy. But if you're not thinking about your man in that fantasy and you're getting off, you are cheating. And you're bound to cheat. You're going to cheat. Adult toys leads to cheating, like cigarettes leads to alcohol. Alcohol leads to drugs. Yeah, ask anybody in rehab. They'll tell you they started off smoking in the bathroom. Next thing you know, they're drinking in the bathroom. Next thing you know, you're in Malibu rehab saying, what the fuck, I'm locked in the bathroom. Because you locked yourself in the bathroom. It's a long story. Same thing. You get a little, and you know, Disney has fun with you guys. Toy Story, Buzz and Woody, come on. Who didn't figure that out? Buzz and Woody, come on. Come on. Women today are happy. They're very happy. Women today are happy more with their dildos and adult toys to satisfy them than their men. They are happy. They can't wait for their men to leave so they can actually have real sex. Pain in the ass, and he tried to stick it here. He didn't know how to stick it. He didn't know how to get it. And you women will do things to make him orgasm faster so he get the fuck off you, get the fuck out of my house, and that's it. See you at Valentine's Day. Give me some flowers, you little cheap bastard. That's it. You don't need men for this, but you're losing the intimacy. You're losing the intimacy. That's what you're missing. The little cuddly with little arms around you. The little thing holding you tight, the hug, the warmth of another body, that you melt together. No, you're too busy with the plastic. Put out the plastic. And why you make them so big? And why you go to the, you know, I go to these stores for research purposes. And, you know, one time this did happen. I had a date. Yeah, I did. She was a horny bitch. So I don't know if it was a date. I don't call it a date. It was a hookup. Cool in her room, and she had like a 15-foot, well, not a foot. She's not like she's big, you know, big foot or big pussy, big foot pussy. It was like 15 inches of a rubber, 15. Now, at first, I thought I was worried about this, and then I realized, I'm still in the running. Settle down, you. Settle down. Settle down. But why do you need them so big? What is going on? Why does a woman, and the average woman with a dildo, think about it, even you, if you're listening to me right now, why do you need them more than 6 inches? Why? What's going on down there? What's going down there that you're starving for more? You're like a glutton. 111, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hello.
Hey, Brian. How the hell are you?
This is right up your alley, Mr. Solution. I feel good. Good to hear your voice, my man.
Well, look, not as good as it is to hear yours.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, the title of the show is kind of a mockery, but kind of a serious undertone. Women are in the area of I don't need a man, Before we get into finance, Okay, before we get into finance, we're going to stop at the second.
I was in a big scuffle last night with a kiss-ass guy that just involuntarily trying to protect women because I was bringing some valid criticism, and instead of him giving me an argument, he was just giving me emotion, and I ended up, and normally I don't do this, well, almost never do I do this. I ended up calling the guy a bitch. And,
right. Well, you call me that all the time. What do you mean you hardly do it? You call me that almost daily. Every time I talk to you.
Okay, different show, Brian, different show. But no, I haven't called you that lately, and I never
call that
unless they are well-deserving. But he ended up apologizing profusely because someone else called him. But see, normally people don't they don't seek corrective action. But this is the point. Women require criticism. Mm-hmm. We have assigned merit to women that they have not earned. That's why I say it's assigned. And therefore, I was just thinking about the metamorphosis that a caterpillar goes through in order to transform into the beautiful butterflies we tend to know them. But they have to go through a struggle as they exit that cocoon. From what I understand, biologically, it forces the fluid into the various parts of the body, the wings, what have you, and allows them, but it's a struggle. The whole point here is there is a bit of a struggle, and I parallel that to a critique of women. See, if you don't critique women, then you don't love them. You don't care about them. And they're going to get in a lot of trouble just doing things the way they normally did it. One other thing, Kevin Samuels, God rest his soul, used to talk about the $1.9 to $2.4 million a woman will need to carry her from 65 to 85, that 20 years, right? And she doesn't earn, most women don't earn that kind of money. So what they're going to have to do is either live with someone, a man or a woman.
Okay.
And I'm going to say preferably a man, but because they can't get along with a man,
I understand, but we're talking about, sex.
Well, right. This is about sex because everything
is
about sex. Yeah, and then see, she ends up on the street. She ends up on the street, and sex obviously is a wonderful thing. It's beautiful, but it can only occur in a particular locus. It has to have a place to occur. And what happens, women don't put themselves in the right place to actually have good sex. They end up fighting and farting and, you know, getting in fracases with men and getting killed. You can't have any sex if you get killed, right?
Apparently not, except that entity, when I saw the movie, that little spirit kept raping that woman.
Don't go there.
Okay.
Don't go there.
Well, here's where I'm going to need some of your expertise, because I think it's true, and I'm going to be talking to you. I'm not going to ignore you, because you're the one in the studio right now. People are coming in, but you're the one that I want to talk to. These are a fact, Jack. The sex industry, the sex toys industry, is $7.1 billion in the year 2020. $7.1 billion.
Did you say... tourist or toy?
Toys. Adult toys.
Toy. Okay, go ahead.
Dildos, vibrators, and whatever. Women are spending $7.1 billion, with a B, in the year 2020. Now, that was about, 23 years ago. So you know that number doubled. You know it doubled. What is happening? And I bet you one out of four households, a woman has an adult toy who's married. I bet you she has an adult toy. Here's some facts right here. This is really unbelievable. And this is what they're selling, women. According to Forbes, I'm not going to even read that. They're talking about really like dildos, like $300 luxury stainless steel dildos and stuff like that. I mean, come on. The sex toy market in the U.S. is estimated at 7.1 billion. The country currently accounts for 28.9% of the global market. And you're thinking, well, it's not that much, only 28%. You're thinking China would be bigger than us. We're bigger than China. China is only 6.6. We are 28.9%.
All right.
Japan and Canada each forecast to grow 3.2% and 5.2%. Why are we 29% and China, I'm sorry, Canada is 3%? What is going on with American women? And I wonder, are we ignoring them? Now, here's a woman that we're going to hear from right here that's talking about how she loves her toy more than she loves her man.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, this is going to be interesting. If I can get her, let me see if I can get her. In fact, oh, here it is, right here. Let's give a listen to her for a little bit. It's only 3 minutes. And,
sure.
She's saying that, can a man compete with a vibrator? This is what she's saying. Can he? You know, she's an attractive
woman.
Hey, Brian,
before
like
you put that on, can you give me an update? Because that's what I was dreaming about. I was dreaming about how the hell is Brian doing? And really, as much as I like to have a good conversation, I really called in to see how you're doing. So,
wow.
Can you
give
me
how do I sound? How do I sound?
You sound good. I mean, I would like to go by that solely, but go ahead.
I am doing great. Thank you for asking. I wake up. I'll tell you my regiment. I wake up in the morning. I wake up in the morning, and I do my reps. I go down a flight of stairs about 5 times. I go up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down a flight of stairs, which is 17 steps. Then I take a brisk walk, which is almost a quarter of a mile. Come in, light workout with the weights. We're not talking heavy weights. I'm still not, you know, 100%.
Well, you wouldn't want to your stitches.
Right, exactly. So I go the 3 pounders, 5 pounds. I know most men are laughing at me. I'm healing, but I do a little bit. You know, I'm repping.
Brian, they don't understand. Go ahead.
Exactly. Of course, I quit smoking. Of course.
I hope so.
I sure did. You could tell by my voice. I did. It's that smooth voice. Then I have my breakfast. I got to have my oatmeal and raisin.
Oh, yes, sir. We could talk about that for an extended period.
Exactly.
I have probably 15 pounds of oatmeal. I mean, it's a good source of energy, and most athletes use it. Now, you know, the thing about oatmeal, it's like a foundation, and you can put, I don't know, fruits, nuts. You know, you can prepare it all kinds of ways. But I tell you what, there's nothing, and I eat about a quarter of a cup because, you know, it swells. But it really provides a lot of energy. But go on. So we're together on the oatmeal. And protein, oatmeal has quite a bit of protein. And it's hard to
help. I would do my oatmeal or I would do my grits. I love my grits and eggs.
Now, grits, I'm going to tell you, grits may be a little bit tasty, but they don't have a damn bit of nutrition. There's there is no nutrition in grits. Zero.
But it's a good filler. It'll stick to your body. And, you know, just and then I think about the show. You know, then I write down, is there something I want to talk about, blah, 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 you know. I'm tired of talking, blah, blah, blah. I'll set up the show. I go, oh, shit, I'm running late. you know, and I'll try to get the show on as quick as I can. People like you, if you miss me, I'm saying, okay, well, maybe Mr. Solution could get me in podcast, you know. So I try to get on every day now. That's it. I got things. I'm writing scripts again.
Say what about every day? Say that again.
I try to get on a show every day, you know. I try to get back. I'm trying to get a routine that I get back on a show every day because I haven't, you know, some days I miss, but I'm trying to be, you know, better.
Well, you know, take your time. One other question. How about, and don't forget your the tape you were going to play. How about infection? Are you, I mean, do you have that at bay or what?
You know, I'm not a, you know, I'm glad you asked that. People are not interested in this. They just tuned out on me right now. I guarantee you they changed the channel. They went to another blog show about psychic and
okay, they're fair weather friends, so, you
but,
know, I won't
but
say
tell
the
you,
word,
but very,
okay, let them
but,
ride.
No, but you said something very interesting because I'm not a med guy. I mean, it's hard for me to take an aspirin. If it gets really bad or really bad headed, whatever, I will take half an aspirin. I will never take two aspirins or whatever. And it's very hard for me to do that, you know?
True.
And one of the, so, they did give me some medication. And it started to make me feel real, I don't have any idea what's going on with my body.
Right. Let me just ask you this. Is it antibiotic? Yeah. Or is it antibodies?
Well, I'm not going to tell what it is, but yeah. You know,
tell. Okay, sure.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything on the air.
That's fine.
But there's
say this as a general rule. And obviously, everything I ever share with someone, I say always run it by your healthcare practitioner. But I think it's good to keep the gut biome up if you use antibodies, because antibodies do what antibodies do. It kills. It's anti-life, right? And so the gut biome is very important, as you know.
Well, I'm not on any antibiotics because I'm very healthy. The blood work came in. They said, you're in excellent health. Do you know what I mean? So I'm not on any kind of – I don't have any infection going on in my body right now. I'm very healthy.
That's good.
As far as that
goes. Go ahead with your tape. It's good to hear you coming back up to full speed. And like you say, don't stress those stitches. I think I once had stitches. Yeah. But anyway, you shouldn't stress them because when your muscles tense, you don't want that with the stitches. So
I had that problem, Mr. Solution. You are so right. I started to try to do some crunches. I mean, you're absolutely right. And then I started getting muscle spasms. If you ever had stomach muscle spasms in your life, it's not a fun thing.
I know.
Well, here's beauty. Good morning, Melissa.
Good afternoon.
Hey,
Mr. Solution.
Mr. Solution?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said hello, Melissa. Hello, hello.
There you go. We didn't hear you. Your mic was – we didn't hear you.
Oh, okay. No.
You know, I get so pissed off. They say we can go to the moon and back, which I don't believe, by the way. But they can't create a good system for telecommunication. I mean, I'm constantly befuddled by that.
Well, it depends on what system you have to pay for, but, you know. But Melissa's here. Happy Melissa. And Melissa knows the title of the show. She knows the title of the show.
Oh,
and she goes,
God.
I can hear her going, God, do I really have to go on? But I'll support this asshole. But if you underlie it, I mean, and thank you, Mr. Solution, for asking me for my health. I'm good. I feel good.
Oh, good.
I'm thinking about getting a bicycle, and I haven't thought about riding a bike in years instead of using my car. I am, Melissa. I'm thinking about it. You know what I mean? I don't want no stationary bullshit. I want to travel, you know, uphill, downhill, just do the thing.
What about e-bikes?
I think that would be better for you.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to take a while. People keep saying it's going to take a while. I'm tired of it going to take a while. I want it now. I think I'm okay now.
No. You
got to
be patient. Patience is a virtue.
I ran that 3K.
That virtue is not his, Mr. Solution.
I'm sorry, say it again.
That virtue is not his.
I don't know. I just don't have the patience. Normally, when I
have outrun e-bikes, and I think I can cut an e-bike's throat if I choose to. And since my bike is pretty tall, mine is 27 inches, right? I have a 27-inch frame, which allows me to be very comfortable. So I say I have a Rolls Royce and a Ferrari combined. But I had a problem with e-bikes because I felt like they weren't real bikes, you know. I felt like it was cheating. That's what I felt.
Right.
And
you know what I'm afraid of?
I would not. Huh?
I'm afraid of, and you should know about this, Mr. Solution. I'm afraid of that when men ride a bicycle that it could disconnect your scrotum. You know the thing? They keep rubbing and rubbing and rubbing.
Let me put it this way. You know, one of the most important, now I'll say this about every component on a bike if you push me, but one of the most important things on a bike is the seat. Now, they have all kinds of different seats, but once you find a good seat, a seat that fits your butt, and you have to test it, it has to be road tested. One has to ride regularly. That's the other thing. But it is a mating of the butt and the seat, because, you know, that's what you're in contact with constantly. But it's just get a good expensive. Now, I have an e-bike seat on my bike. They happen to make the better seats for e-bikes, right? And right now I have some good seats, and I even have spare seats. Well, actually, for a bike, you have to have spare parts, and I even have spare bikes. Because when you ride, you don't want to go out there, a flat tire, whatever it is. You don't want to be deterred from your ride. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to welcome Melissa in here. And thank you, Mr. Solution. Thank you.
And that would be more befitting of you. They're a little bit more expensive, but find a good dealer and get you an e-bike.
These electronic bikes, they are expensive, man. There are some are very expensive.
Yeah, do your research and get. You know what? I'll look up some now. Normally, I would never do this because I hated them. I hate e-bikes. Like I say, I feel like they're cheating. But you know, someone who has a condition, obviously they would be more suitable.
You know that's
so
I can't
do a
accept
research.
That. But you know what? I can't. You know what's funny? I need Melissa to help me out because I'm psycho, and what you just said. I'm not special. I don't have a condition. I know. Just hear me out.
But you do, Brian.
Just hear me out.
Go ahead.
I can't succumb to that. And it was. It's really funny. And I don't know if I'm crazy. I had this conversation yesterday on the air because I'm having some problems. Okay. And so my girlfriend will say, "Let's get a handicap sticker." That thing almost killed me. I go, "Are you freaking kidding me?" She goes, "Honey, you qualify for this. I mean, we're parking way over here, and you're having, you know, there's some issues, right?" Hell no. To admit that I am in that category, you might as well just take my balls off and just put a little dress on me and send me down Broadway looking for a man. I can't do it.
That's so,
I can't
Brian. Oh,
do
I'm sorry.
That.
Go ahead. Then I'll chime in.
I can't admit that I am in that category. So when you said
you're in denial, could be in a worse category. See, it doesn't just it. See, we have look at a number line. You have zero, you have negative, and you have positive, right? Yeah, it could go left quickly.
It can, but you know what really what was more disappointing is like, okay, we want to help one people think, especially you don't want your loved one to think that you're incapacitated at any point of your relationship. You know what I mean?
But notice what you said, loved one. If they love you, and I'm sure she does, they're going to be patient.
She's in it for the will and the money. I haven't died
yet.
I hear what you're saying. But then I said, okay, you know what? Here's what really killed me. I'm going to appease her. I said, you know, I'm fighting her on this with the handicap bullshit. She goes,
yeah,
okay.
The handicap.
So she's going to go talk to my doctor, and I'm thinking, well my doctor's going to say, no, are you kidding me? This guy doesn't need this. This guy is blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
So she talks to the doctor, and the doctor goes, oh, yes, I will write one right now. I go, are you kidding me? You believe that I should be in this care? Are you kidding me? You know what I'm trying to say? I'm saying that was a blow. That was a sharp blow. Melissa said something way back in the beginning when all this bullshit, and I call it bullshit. People will call it healing or people will call it therapy or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
What do they call it? Treatment. They give names like that, and I call it bullshit. It's like, for instance, when I even left the hospital, they said, okay, you're going to need a wound nurse, a W-O-U-N-D, because you're wounded. I go, I don't. And then they're saying, well, we're going to look in your area, sir, and we're going to see, and we're going to find this rehabilitation section in your area. And they look, there is none. I'm going, really? I need a wound? And then they go, well, we did find something that come to your house. And then I go, you know what? Okay, fine. You tell the wound nurse that she can come over.
I asked you if you've been having PT or OT. That's what I asked you.
What is OT again?
Occupational therapy.
Yeah. They were supposed to promise me those. You know, my wound nurse never came. But I said, fuck
That's
her.
Terrible.
They go, oh, sir, we're going to do this. We can't. They had a problem with me. Can you believe that? Yeah, I can.
I know, right?
And you know when I start saying, you know, you start thinking you're crazy. I know I'm losing listeners left and right now, but I'm talking to my two friends right
they
here.
They probably
so,
love this stuff. They
so,
probably like it.
If you ever experience this, I was in a month and a half. I'd never been into a hospital in my life. Never petrified, terrified to stay overnight in a hospital. It's one of my things. It's one of my things, you know? It's like,
well, I don't know if you've ever heard iatrogenics. I think that's the term. Yeah, it's often good not to be in a hospital at all.
Right.
But that's
right.
Doctor-induced death.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know anything about that, but I do know
that's
that
comforting.
I can get, yeah, that is comforting, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a word for it. Iatrogenics, I believe.
Wow. But I'm petrified. I found myself in a hospital in a month and a half. A month and a half. And when I did talk to my friends, I think I talked to Laverne and Melissa. I think when I did, it was just gibberish.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
A two-year-old had better language than I did. In fact, fuck the career. 6-month-old baby had very, very better language than I did. Completely out of it. Didn't know when it was coming back. Bottom line, okay. So I said, it's time for me to go. So the nurse comes in, and I asked Cindy, how long have I been here? She goes, a month and a half. I go, shit. It's time for me to go home. She goes, honey, no. I mean, I decided this. You know, it's time for what am I doing here, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just laying in the bed, and they're telling me, well, sir, you have to walk. I swear to God, Melissa, don't frown. Don't frown. I swear to fuck, this is true. So my door is open, and I can see the hallway. And so this woman, very attractive woman, by the way, comes walking by in her walker. Now, she's not an old lady when I say walker. These are people who had to get up and exercise. You know what I'm trying to say? I had a walker, for God's sake.
Yeah.
And she used to come by my room and smile. She'd walk by and just smile, give you a creepy. Now, it could be either go a good way or bad way, like a horror film. Yeah, you know what I mean? It could be like a horror film. I'm coming to kill you. Or how you doing?
I saw a movie like that the other night.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, goofy. It's like, oh, shit. Somebody do it. But I just said, it's time to go. And then my girlfriend just said, no, you can't go. And so I said to the doctor, come in, how are you doing today? I go, I'm okay. Well, this looks good, this looks good. I go, it's time to go. I outstayed my wife. He goes, oh, you're a doctor now. No, I'm not a doctor now. It's just time to go. He goes,
Gotta go.
Right. And then he goes, let me see something. And so he looked around, and he goes, He goes, your stomach doesn't look good. It doesn't feel good. Your stomach's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, okay, time for me to go. Thank you. Goodbye. He goes, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere.
And so how much longer? That is a long time, Brian. I mean, for a man
who was never
in the hospital,
right.
A month and a half. I mean, I hear you. I have trouble with that, too.
But let me ask Brian this. There were complications after?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. They didn't like how my stomach looked or felt. It was hard.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, when was the last time you had, I'm getting into really detail, whatever,
bingo.
But maybe there's somebody else out there, huh?
Bingo.
What was wrong?
You hadn't gone to the bathroom.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
They asked, when was the last time that you went to the bathroom? You moved your bowels.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of I go, that's kind of personal, Doc. He goes, personal? I operated on you.
Exactly.
Talking about my bowels. How dare you?
Okay.
I haven't.
Yeah.
And
Sometimes I hate these human limitations, and that's certainly one of them. But it's also liberating, though, depending on how one views it.
Well, I didn't know that was part of it because he started to get mad at me. Because every day they would come in, and I want to go. I said, this is how I'm going. In fact, they alarmed my bed that I didn't know anything. Just like an alarm of a car, it was like 2 in the morning. And I said, okay. I swear to God, I'm breaking out. And so I figured that I can get my clothes, get it packed, go downstairs, call my girlfriend, out. And I didn't know they alarmed my bed. So it was 2 o'clock in the morning, and I barely got – have you ever seen this? I barely got a toe down to the floor, and I'm hearing – as loud as
– They knew you were trying to escape, Brian.
Exactly. They come rushing in. It was like the scene out of MASH. What's going on? You try to get out of bed. I'm going, who put the alarm on my bed? You know what I mean? So finally, so I said to my doctor, I go, you guys are fucking with me, aren't you? He goes, no, we're not fucking with you. If you don't do this. And then I got a threat. My doctor, I could only push them so far because they don't like it when you say no. They don't like it when you say no. You do the pushback. He says, what we're going to do, and this was the worst thing ever. We're going to give it a – Melissa, help me out. They put this thing up your nose. It's like a ball. And it expands in your nose and it goes down your throat. I forgot what – and it's the most painful thing. It goes – it's this wire that they go up your nose and it has a ball at the end. And they keep going and going and they're going, we're going to have to put that in you to help you heal. I go, I already had it in there. I go, hell no, you're not doing it. We're fighting. 3 days later, he says, if you don't put this in there, I'm going to have to get you back into surgery and we're going to open up your stomach because we got to find out what's going on. Then they put this painful thing, oh, my God, oh, up through your nose, and you can feel it going down your did that for a little bit. That was for about a week I had it in there. It was the worst pain. And then they said, okay, we could pull it out because your stomach seems to be a little looser because we need you to do it. Finally, I went to the bathroom, right? But it's not what they wanted. Remember, here's the conversation. Sir, you're a little old to go there in your bed, aren't you? Oh, yeah. There it is. Yeah. Hey, I'm in a hospital. You know what I mean? I couldn't get down or whatever. And so, but here's where I knew towards the end that they were fucking with me. So I'm going regular. I'm going to the bathroom, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to the bathroom. The most embarrassing part is where, I'm not going to even tell you that. So now I go to my doctor, and the doctor says, are you going regular? I go, yes, I'm going regular. I wasn't really going. I kind of lied. But he goes, let me test. And then he goes, well, you look good and everything. I go, I want to go home. I'm going. You can't keep me here, see? And then he says, I don't know. I go, really? He goes, well, when was the last time you ate? I said, Doc, and then he starts laughing. And then he says, I'm just fucking with you. You can go home. I go, I knew it. I knew it. Because I was such an asshole. They're going to do a little bit more than, you know what I mean?
Brian, I did find out that many nurses, I never knew this. I was in communication with a nurse, and I found out sometimes they have to go to combat with the patients. And you sound a little bit like one of those patients, at least verbally. But nurses have to go through physical and verbal combat with people.
Yes.
Now, one other thing I want to ask you once you comment on that is the cost. I mean, I hope the healing is well.
Oh, you're going to love that. You're going to love
that.
Oh,
yeah.
First, let me do the combat, and then you guys can guess how much they just billed me. I just got the bill yesterday. I mean, you're right on. So you could guess how much it was. But the combat, yes. Nurse got to me, and she's going, you're not my only patient, sir. And I said, I should be your only patient. She goes, you need to sit here and be quiet. We'll get back to you. I go, no, I don't. I need attention. What do you need? Well, I want some water. You cannot have water. I could not have water. That's another thing. I could not have water when I was there for about 3 weeks. I couldn't. No. They didn't want me to drink. I couldn't drink any water. They had me under the IV with the, you know, you put your nutrients in there. But I was so thirsty that I just said, please let me have some water. They wouldn't give me water. He goes, you cannot have water. I could not have water. I could not have anything to eat. It was horrible. Okay, now go about the bill. But I was combative. I told a priest to fuck off. Irritable I was. There was a nice clergyman, and I had to apologize to him later. You know what I mean? But, you know, when you're feeling that way, and you just don't want people over you, you know what I mean, that you think what's going on. Baby, what was the thing that you put through the nose that I didn't like? What was it?
It's a gastro.
No, that they put through up my nose and
the gastro.
With the, and I didn't like it?
Right.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank you. But it was horrible. So anyway, we opened up the mail. My lovely lady opened up the mail yesterday. She goes, oh, look at this. It's a bill from the hospital. It wasn't the bill from the hospital? What was the bill from?
It wasn't a bill. It was a notice from the insurance company.
Oh, the notice of the insurance company?
Right.
That I owe?
No, the
procedure.
Regarding
the bill that they have to pay. $1.7 million.
That's what I thought, but I left out
that's
the 7.
That's what it was. Yes.
I left out the 0.7.
Yeah, that's what it was. Can you imagine? Can you imagine $1 million?
What did your insurance cover? What did they cover? How much did the insurance cover?
Well, I was. They were working on me over 12 hours, so I imagine that. My doctor was a specialist. It was another specialist coming in, and I guess medication, I guess hospital stay. I was in a month and a half over in the hospital. You know, food, all that kind of stuff, medication. That's what it covered.
No, financially.
What do you mean?
How much did the insurance pay? So you don't have to pay $1.7 million. Okay.
Oh, hell no. No, no. Because I would call them up and say,
you would have to go out there and go to, wait a minute, you would have to have 10 paper routes, Brian.
I know, no kidding, right? I would say, well,
look,
can I make,
you would have to have a warehouse full of EV tires.
Oh, yeah.
No, EV tires, excuse me.
I'd be hawking everything. I would be making, can I make like $25 increments a month? You know what I mean? Come on.
Hey, look here. This was a few years ago. Now, I was proud when I got the bill because, you know, normally I just paid into the insurance. I never really utilized except for, you know, annual checkups. And it was over $21,000, and this was for outpatient. outpatient.
Yes.
Not even an entire day. Hey, our medical system, they charge too damn much.
They really do.
And let me just say this. The AMA is behind that because they limit the amount of doctors and they create a scarcity, and therefore they justify charging those exorbitant prices.
They do. Hold on one second, Mr. Solution. I got here. 905 and 757, you're live on the air with Brian Hammer Jackson. Hold on, Mr. Solution, that thought. 905,
okay.
757.
It's Pat.
Pat, how you doing, 905?
I'm fine.
Hi, Pat.
I just had to check out what you're talking about.
Oh, did you see the title of the show?
I thought it was sex toys.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it was. It's replacing men.
And it's Lucinda also up here. Hi, Brian. How you doing?
Oh, wait a minute.
Lucinda.
757. Is this Lucinda?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I miss you very much.
Hey,
good. You talk about a warrior.
Well, you talk about
a warrior who overcame some obstacles. Man, she's like Superwoman. Welcome back, Lucinda. We were worried about you.
Hey.
Wow.
I appreciate it, and I appreciate all your prayers, and, you know, somebody was praying for me, I can say.
Mm-hmm. Well, we were, all of us. I mean, when Laverne gave us the news, I don't want to say anything unless you want to say it, you know, so I'm being evasive, but you know what I'm talking about. But
right.
When Laverne was giving us the news, we were really worried about you. I mean, I thought you weren't going to make it the week. I'd be honest with you. You know, you really needed some super prayer there.
Well, I'll put everybody out of suspense. I had a stroke, and in this process, I went a week with the stroke trying to still get everything together before I went to the hospital. So I had a stroke, and I had a weekend. Then I had found out I had two aneurysms.
Mm-hmm.
So I sympathize with what you went through, and your stay sound like my stay. You know,
yeah.
I stayed in the hospital over a month, and because of a blood deficiency thing I found out. And so if I hadn't had the stroke, I probably wouldn't be here today.
Wow. Really? So you're saying the stroke?
Right. The stroke stopped the aneurysm from bursting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It was my body reacting, and so it opened up all the chambers in my brain with the stroke to bleed inside, because if not, the aneurysm would have burst, and that would have killed me, you know, instantly.
You know,
wow.
It was amazing. When Laverne was talking, it was amazing. I asked her about your pain, what kind of pain you're going through. She said, did you feel any pain at all? Because it sounded like you didn't, really. She said you were talking and everything. You know, what was going on?
Well, when I first had the brain, well, when you have a stroke, that's brain trauma. I had actually said, Lord, I really need a break. I really said that out my mouth for the last time. I said, I really need a break. I went to Waffle House, and I ordered a sausage and egg sandwich. I pulled up in my driveway and came in my house, and I went down to my knees with a splitting headache like somebody had came and hit me in the back of the head. But I never lost consciousness, and I went up to my room, and I stayed up there for a week, and I was going back and forth. I was taking the kids to school. I was still working, and I said, I just had this real bad headache. I took a whole thing of Tylenol, and that was another thing that told me I had a brain trauma, because nothing will soothe the headache, but the initial headache, the actual stroke actually hit me, took me to my knees, and it made me soil myself and vomit at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And I still didn't go to the hospital because I felt like if I had went, I was going to be stuck there, and I didn't want to be stuck there. So he just kept me. I can't blame it on anything else. I went that week, and that's when I started losing my speech, and I started falling down after a week.
You're lucky you didn't aspirate. I hope I'm using the right word. But especially when you vomited.
I didn't.
Lucky. Yeah.
Right. I vomited and I used bathroom on myself all at the same time, but I still made it to the bathroom. I didn't want nobody to clean me up. I didn't want, I understand where you was in your process of the hospital. I have to thank God every day.
When I vomited, I apparently...
I was saying your experience in the hospital.
Yeah, well, my experience... Well, I was still on the table. It was over 12, 13 hours. I was still on the table. And when on the table, I vomited... And then I started breathing in the vomit, so I aspirated it. And then they were almost going to cold me because I was breathing in my own vomit, which was very dangerous.
Right.
And so I'm just saying to you, I could have died within 10 minutes if that was not taken care of right away. That's how serious that is if you aspirate from your own vomit. And I'm saying thank God you did not do that when you got some angels watching over you. One of them is Laverne, but you got other angels watching over you. You know that for the stroke to block the wow.
And
I had spasms all in all chambers of my brain, and they was like, why is she still living? And I was talking to them and everything through the process, and I never lost my mobility. I had a little memory loss and a little stuttering afterwards, but that was because I waited so long to go and see whatever was wrong. But when I did go, they told me I had a migraine, and they sent me home.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, your speech is
And
good.
I drove myself there.
Yeah. Well,
so,
my God. You deserve
it was a blessing.
Dildo. It is, and I'm going to give you a dildo to have some blessing. You deserve a dildo. And that's what you deserve.
That's
all I got. That's all I got. Leave me alone. It's a low-budget show.
It's okay. But I didn't wanted to make sure that I tuned in today, and I'm gonna put myself back on mute and listen to the show.
Well, come in anytime you want to, because we're gonna do it right now. Here it is, and thank you,
Lucinda.
Wow, man.
Bye bye, and thank you guys for all your prayers and keep me lifted up.
And I did. I swear to God, I did too. Wow.
Your prayer was a real special prayer.
Well, it probably was because I probably said I Solution and I have this little thing. I have my personal relationship with God, and I do pray to Him, and I do this. I just don't tell it's just a personal thing, and I pray to
everybody.
Yes, the Lord. This lady went through so much. She went to so much. And I go, I don't have to tell you about it. I mean, you're there. I'm like, I'm telling God something he doesn't know. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, please take care of her. Make her come.
But that's why I say, I share the same. I have a personal relationship. I just don't share it with everybody. And
that's
why I said, your prayer was special.
Thank you. And you guys' prayer was special to me, too. God was on the fence until he started hearing you guys pray for me, going, well, he can't be that bad if Melissa likes him, Mr. Solution likes him. All right, I'll give him another shot. Oh, you know what? Here we go. Thank
well, you know what, Brian? Let me just say this. I'm glad the lady recovered, and Did she say that her brain aneurysm, she said having a stroke positively influenced the aneurysm, so they didn't have to operate on her aneurysm?
Yeah.
Right. They were able to go in and block my aneurysm. Yeah. My aneurysm was pushing on the nerve and about to burst. The stroke, my body was like, what's going on? So it went into stroke mode. So I was bleeding on my brain from the spasms. And if I had to have the spasms in my brain, and, you know, you got an open space in front and the top of your head. And all those chambers were spasming at one time. And that is what, it released the blood and it released the pressure of that bursting. Because I had two aneurysms.
Oh, wow.
And so when they went in,
I mean, no one could tell. I mean, Brian brought it up just a moment ago, and I said, wow, you can't even tell. So well, that's good. I'm glad you made it through it. So they have to keep you under observation?
I work real hard not to let it take me over in my speech. I still stutter every, you know, now and then. I still have to, you know, search in my brain for how to pronounce something, and it's coming back slowly. But I am glad for the clear conscience and the clear brain that, you know, I asked for.
Right. Right.
So it's like a new, I'm really 50 years old. I always say I'm 25 and alive. And they told me I was going to be all right when they kept, so I said, when you want me to say I'm 50, but I'm really 25. And they just say, they thought that was the biggest joke of the whole thing.
Wow, you're
so strong. They kept me eating, and they went into my wrist and put to my main artery to block the aneurysm, so they did not have to cut my head open.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Wait a minute, say that again. I'm sorry. They have some really great advances, but they went in through your wrist?
Through my wrist.
Wow.
And went up the bloodstream through and go into the left side of my brain.
Wow.
So they went and cut my head open.
That's amazing.
I would hate to ask her what her hospital, but I'm proud of my hospital bill. I mean, I look back on it with glee.
Right.
You look back at your hospital bill.
My hospital bill.
What was your bill? What was your bill, Lucinda? Did you get your hospital bill yet?
I haven't finished getting all, because I'm still under the neurologist and the blood doctor.
Wow.
So I haven't.
I think you're gonna be bigger than mine.
I haven't. I'm in the $1 million. I'm not quite finalized my whole bill yet.
Wow. Yeah, you're going to be bigger than mine. Mine was 1.7. That was just the
case. How did anybody survive that?
What's that, Melissa?
And I was in there for over a month. So.
Yeah. Yeah. What was that, kiddo? Was it Melissa?
No, that was Pat.
I'm sorry, Pat.
Anybody survive the cost?
Okay, wait a minute.
It's a clock. I think it's going off.
Okay, there we go. Oh, okay. Yes, Pat.
I said, how does anybody survive getting sick down there?
Yeah, exactly. Because you're coming from a Canada point of view where you have socialized medicine and everything, and I understand.
Oh my
that.
Lord, I'd be on the street by now.
Most people are.
Right. If I didn't have my medical insurance, I would be on the street.
Right.
Well, you remember those pictures of me a couple of years ago having a coma.
Yes, I did. And I could imagine how much the medical costs.
Yeah, I was in the same boat as you guys.
I know.
I aspirated and 13 minutes without oxygen, and somehow they saved me.
Wow.
Oh, that's good.
I couldn't afford the oxygen in California. They give us a little bit of puff. they'll just breathe at it. Here you go. But it is it's just that I have never seen it. Cindy said, you know, his insurance has to pay for it and everything. Okay, it's still a bill as far as I'm concerned. Am I correct? I'm not exaggerating. It's still a bill.
Oh, yeah.
But
look here, the medical industry, excuse me, the medical industry operates on the same premise as the entertainment industry.
Right.
If you think about it, people in entertainment make a lot of money because it's a very small industry that services a very large clientele, right? And the same is true with the medical industry. But it's medicine is artificial. The AMA, I've read reports about this, artificially limit the amount of spaces for doctors, and therefore they can justify jacking up the cost incredibly.
Mm-hmm. Right. We did a TED thing on it, or it was there's something you spoiled everything and explained about the billing and insurance, about medical billing. There's nothing you can do. But I'm glad you're here, Lucinda, and I know you're here. I know. It is.
Well, wait a minute. There is something. Wait. No, that's not true, Brian. There is something we can do. We can open up medical school and allow more students. You know, supply and demand works. I'm a student of economics, right?
Right.
If you had more doctors, and still the doctors could be just as qualified, but you would get market saturation, and as a result of that, the cost would come down. So it's special interests like the AMA that keep the market constrained and restricted.
Well, kiddo.
If I explain Canada to you, you're going to be shocked. Mm. We get immigrants in to get their new license in Canada to be doctors.
Really?
Right.
Wow.
Okay, but what... Okay, what's the net takeaway? What are you saying? You're not saying they're less qualified,
if we're
right?
short, we substitute. We get people in.
Right, but what I'm saying is these people have the same training. There's no lessening of the training.
No, there isn't.
Right. So you see, Brian, it is we're kind of held hostage. Now, I know what we can do. Once I was sent a bill, a bill, and I love to see myself fight, you know, because I watch me, and I was gearing up for a huge fight. I won't say what city, but I was. And so I had gotten all my ducks in a row, and I was going to destroy this city representative in court.
Well, I think your ducks are Aflac. But go ahead. But go ahead.
Whatever, anyway. But what happened was I called up my insurance company, and I only asked them for a representative. I said, I need a representative just to verify what I'm saying. And they said, what? I said, yeah, you don't have to pay this because I'm going to take care of this in court. So what they did was they went ahead and paid it. And so I went down and withdrew my claim. But I think I could have won the case. I had good evidence.
Yeah, but what would it have cost
I
you by getting See, you might have won. And it probably would take years. But then how much would it cost you to pay a lawyer to do that? You know what I mean? You still
I was going to do it myself. I was going pro per.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't lose, Brian.
Okay. I just don't
have
the money.
Hey, I'm not like you, Brian. This is the old conversation. You remember you went in court and you called
the
defendant?
I went in and I represented myself. Yes, I did.
The plaintiff. I think they brought the suit against you. But anyway, you called the person an asshole.
Yes,
that wasn't a good thing. You don't do that in court.
I found out.
Allow me to revise that. Not in those words. And you ended up offending the judge. So that's
yes,
a no-no.
Yes, I did.
Right.
The bastard. But
anyway, getting back to the central point, there is something we can do, But we would have to choose to do it. We could win. We could actually bring medical costs down. Absolutely, we could do it. And it started.
Well,
go ahead.
I don't know if that you could actually do that, but
yes, we.
It would take much more than one person to take the insurance.
It would. Yes,
and,
it would.
Big pharma.
But if people got a similar. But look here. I told you just a moment ago. I said to you, I still have my medical bill, and I go, damn. Because I'm thinking, hey, I'm getting a little bit of service from having paid in all those years, you know, that sort of thing. And I got top treatment. I had the head of the department and so on and so forth, and it was a medical school, a top medical school, and it was fantastic overall.
Wow. Congratulations. Now, you know, there was a thing in the news. I'm glad you're there, Mr. Solution. Ladies, I need your help. And gentlemen, I do need your help. Real problem.
Okay.
Sometimes I look at you guys to make sure I'm correct. You know, I live in my own little world. I'm my own little drummer boy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I asked this person for something personal. Happened to be a female, okay? Like we had this question yesterday, but nobody answered it. And I woke up this morning going, nobody answered it.
I did.
Did you? Okay, and but
I
then
I think so.
I respect.
No, I
well,
wasn't
I'll just
on
go
yesterday.
Over, yeah, you were. I'll
it
just
was
go
about
really
trusting somebody.
Right. So, but 100%. She was uncomfortable. She was uncomfortable giving information or pictures. Okay, you can read what you want in it. Okay, I said okay. You feel uncomfortable? Okay, I'm a big fan of tits. Love tits. Tits is my favorite thing. Can't get enough of tits. Tits, 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 tits. Anyway, she said no. I said, okay. Left it alone. That went about 6 months. Then she found out. So I placed a marquee. Yesterday I placed a marquee when I was a younger guy, a version of myself yesterday. She happened to see that. And then she goes, well, you're holding out on me. And I go, and I wasn't thinking. I go, what are you talking about? She goes, well, I didn't see this picture. I go, I mean, I got tons of pictures behind the scenes. Well, you know what I mean? You're not thinking anything. I mean, if you saw the picture, it was just me and the thing. It's no big deal. I go, well, I'm not holding out. And then she says, well, what about the movie you did? I go, yeah. She goes, well, how come I can't see it? I mean, Ellen saw your movie. How come I can't? And she goes, now I'm really hurt because Ellen saw it. I go, well, Ellen was my business partner for 10 years. And we were doing big
it's
for
a little
promotion.
Different, isn't it?
It is a little different. Ellen wanted to find something personal about me. I really, before Ellen, I didn't even put pictures of myself up so people would see me. And we're just finding some promotional shit to do. She goes, well, I'm hurt on that. She goes, so you're not going to send me some other pictures or the name of the movie you're in? I go, no, I'm not going to. I feel uncomfortable with it right now. She goes, oh, well, I'm hurt. I am so hurt. You don't trust
Jeez.
Me. And I'm going, whoa. I asked you about.
Narcissistic.
Right. I mean, to come up with saying, I go, can't you respect my boundaries that I feel uncomfortable looking through a lot of stuff? Maybe I'm putting it back on online and everything, and I feel uncomfortable with that. Oh, well, I'm just hurt and you don't trust me. I go, how do you turn this against me? Now, am I wrong
that's
or she
a ploy.
Wrong? Is it
She's
manipulative?
Wrong. That's a total manipulative ploy.
Thank you.
Totally.
You don't get your way. You don't get your way, so you're hurt. Now I'm going to get the guilt, right? I'm so hurt, and you don't trust
me. Oh, yeah,
me.
That's the kind of person that next week they're going to jump off the bridge if you don't talk to them.
Okay, that's a happy ending, doesn't it? Wow, okay.
All right. It's true. You know the readings I've done, my God.
That's true. It's just a manipulative thing. You know, I'm smart enough to know. I went out with a lot of crazy women in my lifetime, so she's not my first rodeo. I know the signs, you know what I mean, how they would manipulate you. You know what I'm trying to say? I'm thinking if
oh,
a person
God,
don't,
she's a treat.
Right. If a person, whatever it is, a recipe, whatever it is, if a person doesn't feel comfortable doing something, how do you narcissistic person say I'm hurt because you don't? It falls back on you, you know, on them. Because this has nothing to do with
because
you.
Because that's how they operate.
Wow. Wow.
Guilt.
Well, Pat. Well, I'm with Pat. Anybody disagree with me and Pat? Anybody? Solution? Anybody?
Yes.
I mean.
I
oh,
do.
You do? Okay, please
yeah.
tell me. Okay, please tell
I
me.
I think this person loves you and couldn't understand why you wouldn't share something like that with them.
Right.
Because as a partner, you know, you kind of would share something like that with your partner.
Not necessarily.
But maybe it would be easier for you to share it with a stranger.
Well, it was a business. It wasn't with a stranger. It was your business partner for over 10 years. When you're looking, when you're in the entertainment industry, you're looking to do promotion about either me or the show or something, you know. But I hear what you're saying in the beginning. But still, can't you respect the person? Okay, you know, I understand you're uncomfortable.
That's as bad as not taking no for an answer, you know, like it's...
To make you feel guilty, I know.
It's just wrong.
Do you feel guilty?
Yeah.
No, why would he...
I felt angry. I felt angry and somebody trying to manipulate me and feeling guilty. And it says, can't you just understand? There may be things in my life that I don't feel comfortable sharing or at that time I don't feel comfortable sharing. But can't you respect that? Like I can respect that you don't want to share whether it's pictures or whatever. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, cool. I respect you. And I don't want you to feel uncomfortable, but you, when it comes to me, it's like, oh, you don't trust me, and you don't respect me because you would share everything with me. And that's why we had to talk, Malou. What do you think?
Do you know what? Everybody has to understand, like, to respect each other. If
right.
they don't, it's just totally a wash because untruths start happening and... You know,
right.
covering emotions and
right.
and it gets all twisted. And they start
and
having little scenarios in their heads. And
that brings us to the topic of the show. And I'm glad you brought it right back, Pat. Sex toys and dildos. Now, the reason, and there's the underlining thing, because we all have fan. Now, I've been out with some women who Bation was cheating, and they just went off. They would just as much as if you're with another person. But the underlying thing that most women who fantasize, most women who use these toys are not fantasizing about you. They're fantasizing.
No.
Exactly. Thank you, Pat. You gotta feel like it's one of these, what do you think, the 12-step program?
Okay, so you think that the person is masturbating and thinking about other people, so that's
right.
cheating?
Cheating.
What?
Yes.
No, it's not.
Okay, scenario. Let's say somebody's doing that and they're masturbating and they're thinking about your boss
okay.
at a Christmas party. Or somebody, or that waiter.
All right. Oh, thank you.
But they're not thinking about you. That's getting them off.
I'll let you know. Bye. Yep.
You know?
Okay.
Is that and let's
you
just say, why?
Way
why?
Too far with this. Way
I don't
far.
Know if I did or not. Let's listen to this one lady. I don't know. There are some.
Okay.
You would have to agree with me. Not every man who is married is a good lover. You have to agree with
oh,
me.
Oh hell!
And there,
do you know what I can tell everybody right now?
Right.
Idiots have passion, and they're really good in bed.
Right.
But you get a nice guy.
Right.
They don't have the passion. They don't have it. Like, I'm sorry. I've been around the block 80 times.
Right. I walked around there, and it's a nice block that you made.
It is. A lot of
it's
good
a nice
sport, one. But, you know.
But you know, and women are not going to tell a man. A woman will never tell a man you are bad. I have never met a woman that has enough balls to say to a man you are bad
I've
in bed.
I've done that.
How did
just
it happen?
To improve them.
Just to improve them.
In being insulted for a little while.
Right.
Until, you know, you teach them a thing or six, and then
Wow.
You know, things change.
Wow. I still believe it's a $7 billion business. And I don't understand why a married, why would a married woman need a toy, an adult toy? Why?
Because a lot of them are married.
Are you on a bit? Are you doing a bit?
No, I'm asking a question. It's true. It's a question. It is a question. Because I think a lot of women are not satisfied with their partner, and they don't have the communication to their partner to tell them what
they
is
have
wrong.
They have expectations from the media.
Right. Exactly. And then they wait till he's gone or whatever, and then they enjoy themselves because they don't have the communication with their partner or they're afraid to hurt them. Here's
which
one,
is sad.
Yeah. And the reason I'm doing this is because there are some people out there who are not communicating. They're good people. They're afraid that they're going to insult the guy or the guy's too sensitive. Lack of trust. But it's amazing that men can walk out of the house knowing that their wives or girlfriends have a toy. It's like, why do you need it? I'm right here.
What if men buy them for you?
See, we're going into other areas. Now, I would slap the guys in the face. It's like you lazy son of a bitch.
Even together, though. Come on, open your mind. Open your mind if you
No. If your partner gives you a toy so you can go fuck yourself, he's an idiot. It was like, you lazy son of a bitch. Why can't you say that? You want me to do it myself? I mean, we're together. Why? I would think he's lazy. I would think that he doesn't care. It's like, here, go take care of this yourself. I would think that he doesn't want to use the effort on me. That's what I would think.
Oh, geez.
I mean, really. It's like getting you a new car. Here, honey, we've been driving one car around. I've been taking you to the store. I've been taking you here. I've been taking you there. Here, you got your own car now, so I don't have to take your ass with me anymore. Same thing.
That happens every day.
Yeah, same thing.
I'd say
there you
thank
go.
You so much. I appreciate this. Thank you.
Huh? About what?
I'd say thank you. Thank you.
You would say thank
about
you?
Me,
of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Now, we're going to get into something else. These are, now, I know some of you, I happen to have the feeling that if your man, seriously, if you're a man or your woman, because there's men's sex toys, if a woman says,
Brian. No, they aren't. No.
Oh,
well,
yes, sir.
Well, not really. I mean, you're talking about an artificial vagina?
Yeah.
Brian, you are correct in my estimation that a lot of times there are communication blockages, and as a result of that, you know, a woman, go ahead, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you're right. A woman, see, it doesn't mean you don't love the guy. It's just that one thing. But there's two things that will break up a relationship. Finance is number one. That's number one. Number two is sex. Those are the two
things
that will break
up. Right, and usually it's just one thing. It's lack of communication about both.
It's
right.
Trust.
It's lack of effective communication about both. But, you know, I think what should happen, what you said, I don't fully agree with that. A woman, first of all, let's just get this clear. A woman has a far greater sexual capacity than a man. There's a study done, the University of Austin at Texas. University of Texas at Austin has that a little bit reversed. They did a meta study, and they found that, of course, the first five, they're the same for men and women. First five motivations for sex, you know, I was horny, I like the feeling, et cetera, et cetera. But a woman can have both a clitoral and a vaginal orgasm. And a man
always
needs
some
downtime.
Yeah, but she can have it with her man. She doesn't need an official toy to get that.
But a woman
doesn't. Well, it depends on the man, honey.
Let me just finish this. A woman has a greater sexual capacity, so she can have sex with her partner, and if she needs a little bit more that they haven't discussed and she can't achieve or they can't achieve together, I don't see anything terribly wrong. I would like to get the church involved in this, too, to
the
hear their opinions.
Oh, God, no, please. No.
Well,
no.
You know, it's good to hear diverse opinions, really. And
the thing about it is
helpful.
The thing
can
about
I
it
bring
is,
something
you,
up?
Sure.
Have you looked around at Americans? Have you seen anybody with any legs or butt muscles or arms that they can use for this? Think about it. They're all flabby.
I see. Yes. Yes.
Oh, so you're saying we're unhealthy? Is that it?
A lot of them are. I'm not.
Well, that's
I'm not
true.
Lying.
That's true.
And,
okay,
and
okay.
North Americans in general.
Yeah,
but
good health
in
is required for good sex. I'll concur
are
with
you,
that.
Are you saying that Canadians are in better shape than Americans?
No, I said we're all in bad shape.
Okay.
That's true.
In general.
We're all. We got the obesity.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, Melissa.
It's an epidemic in North America.
Yeah, we got the obesity going.
I think everybody is so different, you know, as far as, how do I, oh, I've got a lot in my head right now, and sometimes it'll do that. It goes,
it's okay. My brain said
that
when I was talking the other day.
I will do that to all of us, Melissa. Go ahead.
Yeah, do you know when you're really like, I've got all these points. My brain works so fast.
Right, right.
I have to go, okay.
Well, give us one of them. Give us the top two.
I guess I was thinking in my own life that, you know, we eat a good diet. My daughter eats my youngest daughter, too much candy. But other than that, I mean, I don't know. Everybody's so different.
Well,
and
you can't deny.
But shocked.
But
at
Melissa,
the age of my husband and what great shape he is in.
Right.
But I have a question, too, though. Are you not responsible for looking after yourself to the point you don't end up on a cane or a walker because of your weight?
Oh, yeah. I see that sometimes. I know what you mean.
Melissa,
I do.
Do you cook?
Yeah, we share it around here.
How do you get to the diet? And then
let me just ask, are you
a
pretty
big part of it?
Do you
I don't know.
It's not so much dieting, it's self-control.
Well, I don't know about that either.
Do you consider yourself a good cook?
I prefer to bake.
Bake, okay.
Because it's more of a science to me. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I'm one of those people.
That's acclimate.
Okay.
Baking.
Yeah.
I'm going to get back to the sex part in the cooking show.
No,
good cook is a good chemist, so we concur on that fully.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Here's the woman.
Set timers and measure everything, where I think a lot of really great cooks don't.
And an artist. Don't forget the artistic aspect. Also.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm not. So, yeah.
Okay.
But
the thing about it. The thing about it is when a woman uses an adult toy, she is fantasizing about somebody other than you. It's very rare that she is.
That's not altogether true, Brian. Why do you say that's a must-be? That's not a must-be. Because remember, the sensation is what's bringing her to the climax or to the orgasm.
You got a point there. You got a point because of the physical thing. A woman can have an orgasm just for the physical thing and not even think about something erotic or something intimate. They can just go in there and boom. But there's a lot of women now with
get the job done.
I know.
Yeah, there's some women who just get like the rabbit. You go in there with the rabbit and oh my God. Within 2 seconds, you may not have
to a certain point, I don't see that as being necessarily problematic. Now, if a woman is hooked...
Well, it is problematic, because if you don't satisfy
your woman... Why is it problematic necessarily?
Let me just tell you something, because you made a statement...
Doesn't the rabbit go in the butt, too? Hold on. Doesn't the rabbit go in the butt, too?
I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's both vaginal and... anal stimulation.
I'm gonna be
really honest for once, and I don't usually do this.
For what?
I have
You've been on a show for 10 years.
No,
You've been on a show for 10 years.
No,
I'm gonna be honest.
You know,
oh my God.
This. No, okay. I don't usually talk about things like this, but I have no desire for anything to go in my bum.
So I agree with you. You know what? I'm 100%. I'm in her
That's
camp.
That's a distinct health violation. Now, I don't know if what you said is true about the rabbit. I'll check into that.
Look at Google it.
I would estimate that that's not true.
I'm 100%.
That would be my first. That would first guess.
Hold
I've
on.
Never heard that on any of the myriad of.
Now
nature.
There's some women who like it though. Wait, there's some women.
Whether they
who
like it or
like
not,
it.
It's not good for you. That's not designed for that. That's an exit shoot only.
I understand, but we all dance to a different. It's you know, there's a little playful thing in an anal, not all the way in, and hurt somebody. You know, we're getting into
Brian, hold on a minute. There's serious
health complications. I do agree with you. I have no interest.
I
agree with you, Mr. Solution. I do, and I agree with you, Melissa.
Let me just say this: you're polluting the body. You're reintroducing in one of the most absorptive areas of the body, which is the colon. You're reintroducing pathogens, and that can't turn out well for anyone.
Right. Well, let me just go with you.
I want you to look it up right now.
Huh?
Okay? I'm looking at the picture of the rabbit.
Oh, of the rabbit.
And it has both two things.
It could. Okay, but we're getting off the subject really quickly.
Yeah, but that's an anomaly. Let me just say that even if true, Melissa, that's an anomaly. So that's what we would call the exception that proves the rule.
Well, we got to a point where it is.
Brian, let me just say this. Say, for example, if an elephant or another large mammal did that, and sometimes that does happen, there's a misdirection. Well, it would kill the female. The female would be extinguished.
You stop it. You just stop it.
I'm gonna use that a lot now. You'll be extinguished.
What do you mean? Stop it, Brian. That's a truth. I mean, that would be just the. Wait a minute. That would be worse than the opposite of
most
the intention.
Women.
Because the intention
would
be for the mother to survive and bear an offspring. And in that case, the mother dies or the female dies.
Exactly. But we're going off the subject here. Now, this, I can't believe, is 2023. And we're still uptight, the Americans, because Pat, you got to look at us like we're out of our freaking mind. The Eastern Europeans and everything, and with sex, they're not hung up on sex. That's the last thing they're even thinking about. But, the best thing, I'm not going to go with my experience, but so we got this movie coming out called Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. It's a new Asian film. They're up for an Academy Award.
Yeah.
You guys probably heard about it, okay? They even talk about it. Everything, Everywhere, All at Once. Hot dog fingers and sex toy trophy fetch thousands in line for an auction. And it says here, auction of 43 props and costumes held by film studio. It raises more than $500,000 for charities. And a lot of it had hot dog hands, prosthetics, a raccoon puppet dubbed Raccoonie, and a rock with googly eyes have fetched thousands of dollars in online auction. I have never heard of a film do an auction like this. There must be an independent film. But it just says the most desired loss of – it was stupid. It was under the sex thing. I'm trying to get to the sex thing. It's not a rock. Whatever. Not a good thing.
I'm going to go to Holy Writ on you. The Bible says basically let the bedroom or be undefiled. So there is a way of defiling the bedroom. So we should avoid doing that. There are a lot of things. We have a lot of options because, remember, scientists categorize us as human exceptions or human exceptionalism. And that distinguished us from all the other mammalians or the other mammalian species, right? So we have our brains that tell us certain things are off limit, and we should follow that.
Well, see, I didn't touch another part. There's another part of society, of a woman.
Yes.
When she reached, I guess it would be 50.
You mean the decadent? The decadent?
No. As men age, we tend to have, forget about the little blue pill and all that bullshit. But as men age, our prostates are even enlarged or whatever, we do have difficulties, and women know this, with their partners. Whether it's not as hard as it used to be or the drive is not as strong as it used to be. And I can understand. I wish there was a breakdown. I didn't get a chance to break down who are the buyers. And I bet you it's probably the boomers who are the, buy these sex objects or sex toys that I could understand. I would, in fact, no, I can't say it because Cindy doesn't like me to talk about our personal shit.
Well, listen, one doesn't always have to drive a race car to get to where they're going.
Wait a minute, let me just finish the thought.
People can still have a satisfying sex life. It doesn't have to be at Ferrari speed to get there.
I understand. But they got vibrators that have four different speeds. And who invented that? Why do you need all those speeds? Have you ever seen that? All right, we got four speeds. Four speeds? I got one. Let's go. I don't have no four speeds. I don't have second gear. I don't have third gear. I got one gear.
Okay, you're changing the goalpost on me. I am because it just came into my head.
But go ahead. But no, you said about a Ferrari and driving fast. I'm just, and that brought
well,
me
no,
to
no,
the
no,
point.
But I was still limiting it to the natural, right?
Right.
And I think tools shouldn't be brought in for the most part, except maybe occasionally, you know. But generally, I think people can get the job done. And I believe Melissa alluded to this earlier. If one is healthy, if one keeps their weight, probably overweight. Being overweight is the biggest problem. And so as long as one maintains their weight, do a little bit of exercise, and keeps a healthy mind.
Yeah, but when you get a certain age, we're going to be overweight. I mean, it's
just no.
You're talking to
a person, I'm consuming salmon right now, small portion.
I started eating my fish too. Okay, but I got to move this on. Here we go. I need your help.
Okay.
Okay, for these ladies, I told you I would help. This show helps. You don't need to go to the store. You don't need to embarrass yourself. You don't need to go to the neighborhood adult store that has all that stuff. Or two women walking in there or one woman walking in by herself and buying one. You don't need that. You don't need the embarrassment, the humiliation, or some sweaty guy named Sven who's in the back going, hey, can I help you? And he doesn't even work at the store. You don't need that. These are 19 household. Yes.
I have to hang up.
Okay,
something.
Baby.
Bye.
Thank you. Thanks for coming. I mean, I didn't. Thanks for coming, Pat.
Oh God.
I don't know.
I come back.
Well, anyway.
Let me say this on the health end. Melissa, look up the benefits of bourbon whiskey, as verified by the NIH, the CDC. And Harvard Medical School.
Okay. Whiskey.
And I got this from the Catholic Church, by the way, a Catholic Church broadcast.
Oh.
Okay. While she's looking those up, these are 19 household items you can use as homemade sex toys. So you don't need to go out. It says this, whether you realize it or not, there are many situations in which knowing how to convert your household items into homemade sex toys. Maybe you're away from home or realize you're without your favorite sex toy. Maybe things have gotten heated and you don't have time to hunt for your vibrator. Maybe you're looking for a new kink without investing much money. Or maybe you just want to surprise your partner. Here you go. These are homemade sex toys. Here we go. Number one. William Sonoma coffee bean ice tray. Ice cubes are a great way to do the sex toy game, okay? Number two, good grip wooden spoons. A wooden spoon is an excellent toy for spanking.
What?
Number three. I'm trying to do this with a straight face. Madewell bandana. You don't have to invest in a full-on BDSM kit to incorporate some light bondage into your play. Yeah. There's a bandana.
What?
Number four. Toms of Maine. Whole Cure Natural Fluoride Mouthwash. It has to be from Maine. It's a mouthwash. Swishing around mouthwash or sucking on a mint before or during oral sex will create a pleasurable tingling sensation, which will feel amazing for your partner if you're into that type of stimulation. I did not know that. I didn't know that.
Hey, Brian, you mentioned the spoon. I think the paddle, I think it would just be better to buy a paddle. I think
do you think the
paddle like
better?
That.
Oh, they love it.
Huh?
They love it. They just love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, some women like that stimulation.
Sure. I never met a woman who did not love a little spanky spanky.
That's
they
right.
Love it.
Go ahead.
And you blindfold them, and sometimes you can put an orange in their mouth. That's another thing I'm talking about. Casper Hug Body Pillow. Humping.
Well, that's,
like
that's an accessory, Brian. I'll have to look into that.
Oh, it's really good. Here's another one. Number six is a Sassoon Bar Bristle Hairbrush. Given its length and rod-like curves, the Follic hairbrush handle makes for an easily accessible and dildo-like sex toy. Wow. Coconut stuff. Oh, look at this, a spatula. Parachute pants. And I can feel yoga mat and an Amazon.
Right.
Well, these are stuff. Now, here's a woman. I promised you right here. Here's a woman who's her vibrator is better than her man. Let's hear what she has to say. Here she is. All right, here she is. It's only 3 minutes, everybody. Here she
Hi, my name is Venus O'Hara, and welcome to another video. The other day, someone wrote to me and asked me to make a video about called Can a Man Compete with a Sex Toy? So here it is. Can a man compete with a sex toy? Of course. I think it's, I don't think men or women or anyone should see sex toys as the enemy or a replacement. Absolutely not. I think sex toys are definitely a complement. But I think it's interesting because for me in my profession as a professional sex toy tester, it's been a challenge for me dating, trying to have orgasms with people as opposed to toys. That can be very challenging. I think when people first meet me, they think it's really cool to be a sex toy tester. But then when they see the extent of my collection or they ask me how many orgasms do you have a day, they can feel quite intimidated. But I think from all the sex toys that I've tested and all the sex that I've had in my life, I can honestly say that you can't even compare them. For example, I think with a sex toy, when someone uses a sex toy, I think the objective in general is to feel pleasure and to reach orgasm. Whereas when you're with a person, maybe in some cases that could be the objective as well. But I think it's more about enjoying the intimacy. And I think intimacy, things like human warmth, skin-on-skin nudity.
Oh, shut up. Let me tell you something. It's a war. It's a war. When you have a woman, when a man, and I think you would help me out here, Mr. Solution, when a man is making out with a woman and getting intimate with them, it's not about your nudity and your curves and all that. No. It's an all-out war. It's a battle for one result. Orgasm. The man will work hard to please the woman. So the man is not there thinking, oh, how beautiful, and I'm just happy I'm here, and she couples my ears with her ankles or whatever. No, he's not. He has one job to do, is to conquer the orgasm, and he will do anything he can while he has that moment to do it. And not only will he do it, he can't be, oh, it was good. When you ask her, well, she's going to lie to you anyway, so quit asking. And I know that because I used to do that all the time, and I think men still do. I don't know why. You got married men who've been married for 40 years still do it after they have sex, did you come? They ask the question, after 40, shut up.
Well, Brian,
let me disagree with you a little bit.
Just lie to you. Well, go ahead, Mr. Fluger.
Actually, allow me to disagree with you vastly, because you are getting better now. Sex is primarily experienced in the brain, so it's mental. So all those things that you just disrespected do add to the overall experience, the way the woman looks. Like, for example, we talk about a woman being fit, friendly, and feminine. If a woman is not fit, most men can't even get an erection. So an erection is primarily mental. It does have a physical component, without a doubt. But there's a huge mental component to it. So that's where you and I would part company on that particular idea. The way a woman looks, the way she talks, the way she speaks to you. And by the way,
gay.
Let me ask you this.
This is just an aside. Who cares? If she talks dirty, listen to
me. Let me ask you a question, Or semi-dirty. Let me ask you this question. Is the British accent in some way better or more appealing than other accents?
Yes. Well, before I answer it, it's only because we're not accustomed to it. You know what? I think the woman on this planet, if I had to choose what area, what planet has the best asses, I would have to go Colombia. Women and the Colombian beaches with their asses, they're white girls with black asses. A Colombian woman has the greatest, I think she has the best ass on the planet. That's where you
right. I know we asses. Went from, I know we are using various vowels here, but you went
but,
from accent to asses? Wow.
Okay, accent. I went out with a Russian, a Romanian. The best one I had was a German. When she has her German. Now, German accents are not the most romantic in the world, and then the Jewish and everything, but accent and Jewish is not the most, it's not the most romantic either. But, she spoke five different languages because she was a tour guide. So she went from German to French to, you know, whatever. And I thought it was intriguing only because it was different and I haven't heard it a lot. I don't know if it's better. I mean, if I lived in that country, I'd get used to it, and it's like, eh. But I don't know.
Well, you know, the reason I ask is because that lady that you just played had a British accent. And,
yeah,
of course, the lady that the announcer, when one calls in to the show, has a British twinge, as it were, or tinge.
Right.
And so twang, whatever.
I got to admit, lately we've been talking about Southern Belles. I think I like a woman from, say, Georgia with her legs up in the air, and she says, I do declare. Isn't that special?
Or baby or whatever. They use very endearing terms in the South.
Aren't you special?
I don't know if the British, because, look, aren't there British bums and bumettes?
Well, people in Canada say bum, too. There's heavy French and British influence in Canada. You hear them say bum and mum and stuff like that. But anyway, where was I? Okay, going back to it, I still stick with it. You get a woman who has an adult toy and she's married or in a relationship, would she be more likely to cheat or she'd be more likely to stay home because she's satisfied? Because she's sure not using that thinking about you. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm glad you thought about it. And you're mixing a lot of metaphors here. See, you said earlier that a woman could not have an orgasm unless she's thinking about someone else. And we hopefully debunked that.
Either she's thinking about something else, or a different situation, or a dangerous situation. Because we love.
That's why
I said.
Yeah. Is Melissa? Yeah. Melissa, are you still there?
I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Let me say this: the Catholic Church, in terms of its doctrine, I believe there are Catholic brethren and sistren, but I believe at the top level, Catholicism is completely pagan. With the worship of angels and dead saints and Mary and all of that. And a lot of Catholics are moving away from that. However, I still think Christianity is embedded in Catholicism, And I think they have a lot of good teachings. So
but
I
isn't
like
in
to
the Catholic
hear,
religion,
and it's not just
masturbation
Protestantism.
But isn't masturbation?
Wait a minute. Protestantism can weigh in on this too. Go ahead. What were you going to say about masturbation?
I'm saying in the Catholic religion, isn't masturbation a sin?
But it's a false assertion, though. They use what was considered the Old Testament rearing of a dead brother's child. First of all, the Bible doesn't even speak about masturbation specifically. It doesn't even address it, believe it or not. There's no and the sin of Onan is not masturbation. That's the misinterpretation. And we could go to the text.
Hold on, Mr. Solution. Yes,
you
Melissa.
What he did. Tell him what he did.
What?
I'm sorry. Wait a minute, Melissa. Repeat your statement. Brian cut you off.
Tell Brian what Onan did.
Yeah, okay, there's an old Jewish law which was meant to preserve the family line. So if there were two brothers, one was married, right, and one, of course, is not married, and the married brother dies without having children, right? So what the unmarried brother is supposed to do is to marry the wife and raise up children in his brother's name, not his name. His brother's name. And Onan refused to do that. He was having sex with his brother's wife, his deceased brother's wife, as he should have. But then he got the thought, well, I don't want to do this. And he pulled out, right? And thus he spilled his seed on the ground, and he was executed for doing that. So he wasn't executed for masturbation. There was a masturbation wasn't even in view. It was his violation of that social law or mandate to raise up children in the name of his dead brother. That was
okay.
His violation. Now the Catholic Church.
Right.
Well, okay, the Catholic Church.
Well, I'm losing my audience.
Your audience is already lost, so forget that.
No. We had 14 in the room, and now it's just you two. We're drawn out.
But they left
so
anyway. You said they left when you. Okay, go ahead though. Whatever.
I think Melissa was
about to speak.
Okay.
Well, see, the audience is some of the audience probably needs to know this. They don't know anything of any real importance.
Well, no, probably some of them are at work and some of them have other things to do.
Whatever.
Look,
yeah.
But what I'm trying to say is, listen. Here's what I'm trying to say. Tell me what's wrong with this. This is a woman trying to spice up her love life. Okay.
Right.
So what she did was she went to an adult adult shop.
Yes.
Okay. Here's the title. I bought my husband a sex doll that looks like me. Now we can have threesomes. What in the world? Seriously. She goes, I bought
a
him a
therapy may be in line for that.
And then, but it says, so now we can have threesomes because the other doll looks like her. She's having sex with herself. Well, here it is. I'll let you listen to it. It's only a minute. Here it is.
Alan Black, I am.
My name is Charlotte Gray. I am 23 years old and from London area.
My name is Alan Black. I am 28 and I'm also from London area.
And this is Dee, our sex doll.
Her sex doll looks just like her. Same hair. Both of them are.
We wanted to experience adding a third person into the relationship. But I get jealous, so we compromised and got a doll. We met through a friend of a friend 4.5 years ago now.
I'm a genius. Hey, Mom!
It's each to their own. She makes us very happy, and we don't think we're doing any harm to anyone else with that, so if it makes you happy, just do it.
Now she's posing with the sex doll.
Dee is
like
such an important part of our sex life as well as our obviously everyday life. She's involved in our work, which is OnlyFans, and all of our subscribers, they love her. They love seeing all videos of her and pictures.
From sitting down watching.
All right. How narcissistic can you be to, okay, here's a sex doll and it looks just like me? If you're going to get a sex doll, why would you? If I'm going to get a sex doll, it's going to be either a Colombian or it's going to be something different. You know what I mean? An Asian or whatever. And I don't. And another thing, and if I was going to get a dildo or whatever, why are you getting? I don't understand why people are getting purple or pink or whatever. Why don't they get one that just matches their husband? Or if let's just say if a woman had a fantasy about being with a black guy, she's a white person, she has a conversation with her husband, and that's her fantasy, why don't she get a black dildo? I don't understand why they get the same thing.
Well,
there you
Brian,
go.
Look here, you have a brilliant
yeah.
mind, and sometimes
yes,
I think you lend it to things that are not necessarily worthy of that brilliant mind. And this may be one of those areas, you see. Some things, we have to let people do pretty what they want to do within certain reason. And the reason I like to hear the church's weigh in on some of these things is because there's been some thought given to it. They've thought it through a little bit, and they may be able to add some wisdom. And I'm sure you can understand that. But the point is, with the sex doll and what have you, that could be benign. That could be totally harmless. Or it could signal a serious problem. We don't know, per se.
It has to signal a serious problem.
Wait a minute.
See,
you're
getting
the whole
topic. The
only way we could determine that is to see what else occurs. If it's just limited to that and there's no abuse, and, you know, like I said, even in the scriptures it says, let the bed be undefiled, let the marriage bed be undefiled. So there may be nothing wrong with this necessarily of a solution.
I'm saying to you that
right.
we're going back to the topic of the story. So you're saying, I'll just ask you the question. There's nothing wrong for a married woman or a woman who's in a relationship that have multiple sex toys. There's not a warning flag that goes off in your mind, or we may have a problem. There's
all right.
Nothing
yeah,
wrong.
Look, it may be worthy of looking into, and after sufficient looking into it, there may be nothing there.
How do you know
there may be no harm further than this person is just engaging in something that's an aid to helping them reach an orgasm. Now, it may be something serious. We don't know. But we would have to look into it more deeply. What do you say, Melissa?
I don't know. I'm kind of lost. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
On the surface, Brian, there may not be anything wrong with it.
I'm listening to her.
I don't give a lot of thought to this stuff.
Well,
no,
it's a way of people's, I mean, it's a natural
thing. Well, me either,
thing.
To tell the truth. I mean, Brian is bringing it up, so I am thinking about it. But generally, I don't give a lot of thought to that either.
I bring up things that are going on in people's lives. Number one thing, relationship problems. I could bring it up, and I'm getting sick and tired of, you know, there's, I'll do a relationship, and you know who's getting on my mind is, what's his name on Family Feud? I can't stand that motherfucker. He's getting on my last nerve.
Steve Harvey?
Yeah, Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
You know,
Steve Harvey.
He's
job. But what did he do specifically, Brian?
He's preaching about love and who you know these people. He has a radio show that you could call in and talk about relationships. And so he's some kind of relationship expert.
He had a talk show too, didn't he? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
he was also doing a religious show.
Now, Steve, embedded in what Steve Harvey says, if I can just make this quick point. Embedded in what Steve Harvey says is some truth. He can't tell the whole truth because it's a money-making scheme, and he depends on women and women's support to make a lot of money. So he can only go so far in telling them the truth. He can't give them the full Monty. He just has to say things that if they really are interested, they would have to pursue it further to get the final conclusion, as it were. But he is entertaining. I'll ask you this. Did you see the woman with the longest dating list ever? That's one worthy of entertaining.
I think all those are setups. Maybe
not. Obviously, there is a show component to it, a theatrical component to it. But it's beneficial. I've learned some things listening to his and other shows, mainly how much of a pussy Dr. Phil and Steve Harvey, but they have to be pussies. They depend on sponsors, and they don't want to say anything that might piss the people who purchase the sponsor's product. So they have to walk gingerly.
Well,
they have to tread gingerly.
I agree.
But here's the mistake, and I know a couple of friends are doing this, and they're young. When I say young, we're talking 32, 33, 34, whatever. And they hardly been together maybe a year. And I already see the trouble coming. They're starting to do things together to spice up the relationship, right? And so I looked at 7 intense foreplay apps to get your juice flowing. Because they're going to apps and all this kind of stuff, you know. If you've been married for only a year and a half and you have to do things to juice up your relationship, let me tell you something. You're not communicating with each other. That's the number one thing. Then you start thinking, and then you really start thinking about, let's bring in a third person, whatever, swing, whatever. Here it is. 7 intense foreplay apps to get your juice flowing. You're not going to believe this. First of all, let me just tell you this. If you're married or in a relationship, do not play the game truth or dare. It cannot benefit you. I'm talking the man. And it cannot benefit you, the woman. If you play with your partner truth or dare, drinking game truth or dare, don't do it. You're going to end up killing the relationship or bring paranoia into the relationship. Don't do it. Now we go with the 7 intense foreplay apps to get your juices flowing. Here it is. It's called the Dirty Game, and these are what's selling now. So if you're stuck into some kind of boring situation now and you want to know what kind of games to play, well, these are the top games. It's called the Dirty Game, Hot Truth or Dare. I just told you, don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Number 2 is called Kendo. What the hell is this? Kendo is the Tinder for couples. Why would you want to go? That's the number 2 app. 3 is Oh My Bod. It's an app for couples that connects to a variety of vibrators, providing a new way your partner can help you get off when you're in that mood because it works over Bluetooth. And, okay, I've seen this. You get women are connected to it's a vibrator thing, but it works through your phone, meaning that you can buzz her. If she's sitting there having coffee at Starbucks, you can direct the buzz to get her off, how much power you give her, and it vibrates her and everything to get her off. So this is what couples are doing. A woman will put the vibrator between her legs, and they're able to put it through your Bluetooth, and you can go to the mall, and you're able to hit the buzz. It'll buzz between her legs. This is a game that they play. I've seen that. 6 is called Desire. It's a fun sex game for couples app that offers endless games to play with your partner. User can send their partner thousands of dares. Again, the dare thing. It doesn't work. Kama Sutra. I thought that's dead. We all know about that. I don't have to ask about this. It's called the Pleasure Machine. And it's only $2.99, okay? And it's a slot machine for sexy time, depending what your wheel lands on. The possibilities are seamless, endless. All you need to do is press the spin button. I don't know if I want to be forced to kiss my partner or be forced to cuddle my partner. And this is what all these games tells me to do. You know what I mean? Well, and I don't know if they work. If you're in that rut and I'm hitting this game like, okay, kiss her. Nothing's going to make her sexy to me anymore if I'm in her rut. It's gone. You know what I'm trying to say? And you know, well, I was with this woman who was ugly. Nothing she could have done, but she's freaky that way. And the reason I went out with her is because I used to break up with a lot of women. I got bored of them really quickly. So I started dating the ugly girls. So, I mean, sometimes I would date a very beautiful women, but it kind of hurt me because I miss them. They were beautiful. So I said, okay, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start dating ugly girls. That way, I don't get hurt or anything. I'm glad they're gone. Eh, it's the same thing because you kind of miss them because ugly girls are more freakier than regular girls. But, you know,
but no, Brian, notice what you're saying, though. And let me just say this. There is what these people are providing, much of what you are expressing is for people who have, for whatever reason, lack of imagination. And so they're selling imagination to these people. Now, what may happen is they may get strong enough in their own imagination to wean themselves off of someone else's imagination for them, right? Their purchased imagination. And hopefully that's what will occur. There is a lot of stuff that people can develop. And obviously people haven't developed that. So these companies are marketing to them imagination. And this is consistent with what I told you a moment ago. Most of sex is mental. So that's the way
I... It is mental,
and
that's why if you're in a rut, no game or fancy dress or outfit, this is when, and this will lead to the open gate of maybe we should bring in somebody else.
So back up a minute. Just say it again. No dress.
When they're in a rut, there's no... Right. Let's say the woman's saying, my husband's not interested. We haven't made love in 6 months.
Right.
She's fit and everything. She's not fat or nothing. There's nothing wrong with her. She's fine.
Which is usually not the case, though, but go on.
No, listen. And then she goes, what's the reason? He's working hard. He's doing this. The kids, whatever. And some men, as soon as you have kids, are not going to make love to your woman as often either because you're now the mother. And
okay, but let me give you the formula. Fit, feminine, and friendly.
Yes.
If the woman is those three, and we would add a fourth one, faithful, but fit, feminine, and friendly.
Nothing wrong with her.
That will keep, but see, okay, so I'm going to say to you what I normally say. That's the exception that proves the rule.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, it is an exception. But I'm saying that girl, when that girl's looking at the talk or she's looking at the movie or the magazines, 21 ways to please your man, whatever. So she goes out and she buys something sexy, a lingerie, right? That is not going to all of a sudden, he's going to come home and see her in lingerie going, oh, my God, I'm in love again. Boing, 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 boing. You know, like he's getting hard on all over the place and he's bouncing around.
That's not
true. That's not true.
Most men in America are sex starved. That is the reason a lot of guys who are trying to sell how to deal with women, that is the reason that they are trying to act as an intermediary, right? And so a lot of men, like I say one of the sexiest things that a woman can do is meet her man at the door in saran wrap or nothing at all.
You just read my mind.
With her friend.
I swear to God, that was on the Archie Bunker episode. Do you remember? Did you get that from there?
No, I never. That was on Archie. Okay, tell the story. I'm not familiar with what you're saying.
The family, Edith wanted to spice up their relationship. And he found her with Cosmopolitan magazine. And she left it on the page, and then he read it. And he said, don't you ever come to the door wrapped in saran wrap. And you said that. I was just thinking that right before.
I was going to say nothing at all, and then I thought saran wrap, you know, that's transparent.
Yeah, that's from an old episode that I remember. But I don't know, Brian, I kind of disagree with it. But maybe what you're thinking, I don't know.
You know, a man and a woman just being together is sexy. That's the initiation right there. It's already inherent in our DNA, as they say.
There's a component why most marriages don't work. And why most men
get
bored. Just hold on. Most men will get bored in the relationship before the woman will say, how can I fix it? And then she's tired of fixing it, and that's when she'll move on because that's her nurturing way. Now, the component is that we're hunters. We got you.
Mm-hmm.
We need that hunt. We need
that. Well, first of all, that's not true.
That
the oldest
is
profession
true.
In the human community is agriculture.
What? What are you? I'm going to jump through this phone and kill you. What are you talking about? Agriculture.
I was defying what you just said.
I'm saying, listen.
Wait, let me ask, Melissa, do you understand what I just said?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Do you agree?
I have. No.
Okay.
Nobody's growing anything.
Let him eat.
What the hell?
So,
let me ask you, Melissa,
okay.
Did you have 12 years, were your first 12 years of school Catholic school?
Eight. I refused to go to Catholic high school. It was an all-girls school, and I decided that I would like to be around boys.
Okay, so you did, how many years you cut off? 8 years,
eight,
did you say?
Eight. Yeah, 8 years, hard time.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's good. That's good.
8 years, hard time. Yeah.
Most of what we know, the foundation was laid back then, by the way. You know, that
so
stems from
back,
the old, are you smart?
Okay,
are you smarter than a fifth
grader? Going back
exactly.
To what I was talking about is that
mm-hmm.
But that is what
like,
you were talking about. We're,
no,
we're still
not.
Talking
no,
about what
not.
You're talking
no,
about.
Not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Men like the hunt.
No,
it's
that's
all
not
part
true.
Of the
that's
ritual.
Bullshit.
It's all part of – just listen to me.
Well, let me tell you
ritual.
Why that's – Brian,
it's
let me tell you why that's not true. Let me
oh,
tell
oh,
you
can
why
tell me why it's
not
true? Okay, tell me why it's not true.
I'm going to
tell
you.
Why it's not true.
It's because men, if you want to talk about hunting, sure, men who are successful like to explore and conquer their business. They don't like to do that with their woman. They want their woman secure and to know that she's secure.
No, they don't. No, they
hold
don't.
On. Let me give you the formula. A man can lose a lot of money chasing women, but he
no.
won't lose any women chasing money. So men,
no,
successful
okay,
men,
okay.
don't
well, no,
like
he
to
can,
chase
no, no,
a whole
no, no,
lot of
that's not
ass.
Actually true either. I'm not going to let you get away with that. That's not actually true. A man can
okay,
be working
well,
18 hours.
Destroy my argument
man, wait a minute.
With an
I'll
argument.
Tell you something. A man could work 18 hours a day, and she doesn't have the quality time or hardly sees her man at all and be traveling here back and forth. That's where most of the marriages will, especially in Hollywood, will break up because you don't see each other. Because he's always
yeah,
working.
Yeah, but now what
she's
you're doing,
working.
And I agree with what you're saying, but you, what you're doing is you're poisoning the well in logic.
Okay,
you're well, using the most hyperbolic example to make a point. And
no,
no one
I'm
says
making,
it has to be to that extreme.
Okay.
I'll grant
when
you,
a,
I'll
when
grant
a guy,
you that
when a,
argument.
Okay, no, 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 it's not
but
extreme.
That's not the normal
guy.
Argument, though.
Okay, when a guy, let's go with the teenage years. Let's go with the years of 15 to 18. Let's go with the girl in the class always Googling and looking at you and Googling, getting you everything she wants and everything. She's no competition. She's no hunt. She's just there. She's falling over you. She looks like an idiot. But that girl, that cheerleader or that other person who's out of your reach, who won't even bat an eye in your direction, she's the one that you're interested in. It's not so much that she's better than the other girl who's fallen all over you. It's not about that. It's not about love. It's not about that. It's about the hunt. And I made you look, you stuck-up bitch. I dated you.
Wait,
now
wait,
I'm break
let
up
me just
with
say,
you.
Brian is brilliant. I love your brilliance. I love your effulgence of Brian. But, Melissa, you see how Brian moved the goalposts, right? And he probably thinks that I didn't see it. Hey, Brian, I'm familiar with the old P trick.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm
okay,
just
that's
saying
a bad
that, sequitur
that you just gave, Brian. That does not follow. See, what you went from is autonomous human beings, and then you went to human beings who are totally in an undeveloped and dependent state. You moved the goalpost.
No, not dependent state at all. Not dependent.
Well, if they're
not
in high school, most high school persons are not independent. They're not paying their own room and board. They're dependent on their parents.
You'd be surprised.
So
you
they are
when these kids are working at the Shake Shack and they're getting a paycheck.
Right, but
they're
still undeveloped. They're still dependent.
The human being is constantly learning and
they're
developing.
They're not autonomous.
We don't stop the human being does not stop developing.
I'm uttering a declarative sentence. They are not autonomous.
I'm saying for you, you could have, even on her period, we still take them out. Good point. But what I'm trying to say to you,
I'm trying to say to you
that when you're in a rut and you're in a relationship and it's like she's always there or the kids are there, and now you're no longer looking at her as a whore, which we want to look at her as. We want to look at her as a dirty, filthy, rotten whore. That's what attracts us, and that's why we get them. We want them to put out
No, no,
no.
Let me tell you.
No, listen to me. Listen to me.
Men are more satisfied with women.
No, stop.
Wait. Let me finish the point.
I'm giving you the evolution of love.
On the aggregate, men are more satisfied with women.
I know you are, but
hold on. Let me make the statement, Brian. Let me make the statement.
Okay.
And then I'll hear your argument. You know I see you as brilliant, so I always want to entertain your
I don't
your
buy that
argument.
One bit. You know what? I don't buy it one bit, but if you want to believe that you believe that, that's fine with you. Go ahead.
No, Brian, I wouldn't lie to you. I have no reason.
I know
you
wouldn't
brilliant.
Lie to me, but you'll lie
you
to my...
You are brilliant. Listen.
Of course I am.
They do the scientific studies. They find repeatedly that men are more satisfied with women as they are, physiognomy, appearance-wise, etc., than women are with men. Actually, a woman who sees a man that smiles at her is not often impressed. She wants to get the attention of the guy who doesn't want her. So the application that you just made is much more fitting of women. And I would add women who are not very mature in their thinking toward men than it is men. Men are much more accepting of women. That's why I encourage you to go to that list, the longest dating list on Steve Harvey's show. And a lady wrote a book called The Case for Mr. Good Enough, Settling for Mr. Good Enough. Men are very easy to please with respect to women. It is women who make themselves impossible to please.
No. Men have ADD. They have this attention deficit disorder. Men get bored very fast. I mean,
not
some men get bored.
80% of divorces, let me give you a statistic. 70 to 80% of divorces are initiated by women, and if the woman has gone to college, it's 90%. So it's the women
mean they're
who
going,
are breaking up the marriages,
no,
not men.
Mr. Solution, when I say men get bored fast, that doesn't mean they're going to leave the relationship. A lot of them don't leave the relationship.
No. But look at what I'm saying.
Wait a minute. This is why it falls into a rut.
Okay,
a lot
that
of men
is evidence of women's dissatisfaction overwhelming.
No,
whether,
her first initial first initial thing is to fix it. It's to nurture it. It's to fix it.
That's not true. Not of modern day women. That's not true. Because, see, women are incentivized and rewarded for breaking up the relationship.
No. They're not. Because I'm going to tell you something. Listen to what I'm saying. Women know. Here's the thing with women do know. It is really hard to find another mate after you divorced, after you left this person, depending on what age you are. Let's say you leave them at 27. Now all of a sudden, 27, you left that son of a bitch. Now you're going to be competing with 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-old girls.
Wait a minute. Yeah, that's what you just said is true, but a lot of women don't think very deeply. They're very superficial thinkers for the most part. Not all,
that.
But for the
they
most part.
They think about being alone.
If they are incentivized by the system and rewarded for breaking up their families, that's about as far as most women think. And if they get the money, they get the 401k, they get the house, if there are any kids, they get the kids. They are given a lot of power. by the system.
You are talking about a certain percent, maybe 5% of American women. That the other percentage don't have the 401k. They don't have a house. They're not over 35 and been in a relationship for 10 years.
Wait a minute. Let's do these numbers. Let's crunch these numbers right quickly.
You can crunch them all you want to, but you got a 27-year-old girl that's not have a 401k.
Hold on, Brian. I want to hear your argument. You're brilliant. Remember this. If you're telling me that 70 to 80%
of course.
Hold on, brilliance. If 70 to 80% of divorces are initiated by women, and 90% when they have a college education, so you're telling me that constitutes 5%?
Yes. Because I'm trying to tell
absurd.
You something.
And that's not ludicrous.
And it depends on where I answer you. It depends on where you're getting
ludicrous.
Your information. It depends on where you're getting the information. Because I guarantee
no
you,
way
you got a woman who is wait a minute, I listen to you. When you got a woman who is 26, 27, 28 years old, listen,
only
he is not dating a man
that's
who has a well established 401k. In fact,
okay,
you're
but
dating
see, you're
a man.
Just seizing up on the 401k.
No,
that,
I'm not only seizing up on that, but you think it's finance that this woman's going to leave this guy because she's going to be better off financially. You're wrong.
But women get
it's
the kids
worse.
In 90% of the cases. So there are the kids which come with a stipend called child support, and then
so you think every man pays child support? You think
No,
you
no,
want to know the
I know you're brilliant,
that?
But watch this so you can comprehend this. I didn't say every. You said that.
Do you think 50% of men
–
okay, let's just go
ahead.
Let's
tell
it down. Do you think 50% of men are paying child support? They're paying regularly child support.
I didn't say that.
Support.
I said – notice
what
I said.
Where does it benefit her? What does it benefit her?
Hold on a minute. I see you're getting healthier and healthier, and I want to contribute – I want my contribution
to
be recognized.
Oh, my God. This is not about you. This is about me. You're not making sense.
Right. I want my contribution to be recognized.
You're not making sense.
And your improved health. So I didn't – look, what I said several things. I said the house, the material assets, the kids, right, the 401K, if there is one, child support, alimony – amongst all of those benefits, women tend to get them overwhelmingly. So they are incentivized and rewarded for breaking up their relationships. And it's a hell of a lot more than 5%. That 5% figure is absurdly low. Earth to Brian, are you there?
You're wrong, especially when you say overwhelming.
But how can you say I'm wrong? Give me an argument.
The words that you're
using,
you said overwhelmingly get child support. Have you talked to many men who went to divorce or women who went to divorce? That ain't true.
Totally. I've been part of men's groups.
You're in the
men's group. Men commit suicide as a result of family court.
You're in.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you a quick example. See, I'm bringing receipts, Brian. I'm going to use Jordan Peterson. You've heard of him. You're near where his country is, Canada. Right? You've heard of Jordan Peterson, correct, Melissa?
No.
Okay, he's an intellectual. He's a clinical psychologist, and he's very expert. He is a brilliant man. So anyway, Jordan Peterson called MGTOW men pathetic weasels, his exact quote, pathetic weasels. And he had to eat his words when they gave him evidence of what happens to men in family court. And he gave a public apology. You can find it. It's on YouTube. He at least had the balls to come back and apologize. So he was under
12.1% men pay child support. 12.1% men.
Okay,
what
percentage of women pay it?
But wait a minute, is that the men that are ordered to pay it?
Yes, ma'am.
That do pay it?
That's a good point. That's a good point. The men pay it who aren't ordered to pay it, too.
They have, wait a minute, no. 87%, no, Melissa, great question. 87%. 0.9 or ordered to pay child support, but only 12% do it.
Oh, that's bullshit. Actually, you should
look
at the percentage of women. The percentage of women that actually pay child support is far less than men. In other words,
I'm not talking about women.
To pay their child support.
That was men. I wasn't even saying anything about women.
No, but I am. I am. Right. You may not have, but I am. So I'm saying that a lot of those men are broke, by the way. Because they end up paying all the attorney's fees and all that other crap, claptrap that the court imposes on. Now, it's partly our fault because there are things that we could do.
Okay, but see, now you're tap dancing and I'm in a minstrel show. Listen.
No. Wait a minute. Look in the mirror and accuse yourself of that.
I just told you, you are saying that when women break off from men, that they got the 401k, they got the child support, they got overwhelming child support. I'm saying no, that's not actually true.
No, what I'm saying is okay. What I'm saying is if there is a 401k, I study economics, so I know there's a problem. Two-thirds of people in America today.
I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. But you have to understand.
Okay, two-thirds of people are financially fragile. Why don't you look up the divorce statistics that I just gave you?
No,
what percentage of women file for divorce?
I'm not arguing over that, over your stats. I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying to you, the evidence here is that women get bored faster than men. Men are more stable in relationships than women are.
No.
The women
are fixers. Women
are
fixers. Nope. Women do not
get bored. That's a lie. Now, you may hold on to that, but it's a vanishing lie.
They're Rosie the Riveters. They will fix it. Women do not see. I'll tell you why.
Men were overseas saving the country. Put that in context.
Shh. Hush, little baby. I'm cradling him. I'm rocking him. Listen to me.
Wait a minute. Since you're ill, I'm taking it easy on you. But you've got to put that in context. You just can't talk about Rosie the Riveter as if that stands in isolation.
You got to listen to what I'm saying. For if a marriage fails, a woman, no matter how bad the marriage is, a woman will take it upon herself thinking she's the cause of it, that she failed.
That's bullshit.
She's more apt to think she failed.
It's a big steaming horse turd.
The man. I'm telling
That's
you.
A big steaming horse turd. No, women are incentivized
and
they are rewarded for destroying the home.
It is true. She would put on herself.
No, it's not true.
You
need to disabuse yourself. That's false information. That's false.
Disabuse myself?
What you're saying is false.
What, you think I'm flocking myself if I'm on the phone and I'm talking to you? What are you saying?
Alternative facts. That's what they are.
Alternative facts. No, Melissa, seriously.
Yeah.
You have heard this. I'm not saying that all people. I'm saying the majority of the time, if the marriage is not working, a woman will shift into second gear, give it her all before she actually leaves. Try to fix it. Try to wonder what's going on. A man will just leave without saying shit.
Okay,
then,
that may have been true of women 100 years ago.
It's not true
of women today.
No.
Okay, I'm not saying that at some point in history.
Where's she going to go? She leaves.
She has his money. What the hell you mean?
Here we go again. How is she getting his money? Where is she going?
Listen a minute. Men who are not Acme wealthy, right? Mm. Oftentimes when they go through a divorce, and you can read about this in The Millionaire Next Door and many other books, they are destroyed financially, literally destroyed. And many of them commit suicide.
Okay.
They can never regain what they lost. We're talking the house, the retirement, if there is one. All of that is depleted by the vultures in court.
Actually,
family court
should be banned. Not even think about retirement, or even 30, not even think about retirement.
You know that in family court you can't have a jury trial, right?
Right.
You know that,
I do know that. But what I'm trying to say
in family
is we disagree.
You don't understand enough to disagree. In family court, it's run by tyrants. It's run by greedy tyrants, judges and lawyers and all of those
psychologists. Okay, we're
going to
go down the wormhole
again. All of them
again.
Are working.
I'm going to have to cradle you again. Don't make me cradle you.
Okay, but listen a minute. Let me finish because, see, you're not arguing facts.
I want to swallow.
All of those people in family court are working in league against men to deprive them of their assets.
I'm rocking.
That's what it's all about.
Amadeus.
Now, see, okay, go ahead, Brian. I know you don't have an argument. You're just being funny now.
I'm going to buy you a great big bird.
Hold it. You're just being funny, so go ahead. You don't have an argument.
I'm trying to calm you down. Look, I'm feeding you my man breath.
And you don't have to calm me down. That's not necessary. I'm self-cooling.
I know it's not necessary. Listen.
Self-cooling.
But I'm trying. We don't have to prove. We both proved our point. I'm saying.
No. That's a lie. I won't sit here and let you say that. You haven't proved shit.
I haven't proven shit. I proved a lie.
Well, you have proven shit, but go ahead.
I have. And that's the way it's going to be. Okay, listen, we got something in the news before we go. Here we go. There's something
that's very interesting
in the news. I'm going to end the show that way. And maybe people get through that nonsense we were just speaking for half an hour.
Look, most of those people either have been through this or will go through it, so it's not nonsense, unless they listen to you. Now, if they listen to you, even though you're brilliant, yes.
They learn something when they listen to me. Listen,
I will stand by my assertion that Brian is brilliant. He knows how to rope
me
into a nonsense argument.
You can't fool me. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
And
right,
I love it, by the way, Brian.
I love you rubbing me
into these nonsensical arguments.
Well, here's the news thing, and we got to end it with the news thing. And I think all of
us,
and it's approaching, our world is changing. I used to say this on my show long ago. I say it today. When you went to sleep last night.
Mine is getting better, though.
Huh?
My world gets better every day.
Well, that's good. I'm happy for you, but unfortunately, it doesn't mean when changing does not always mean bad, but the world's changing. So when you went to sleep last night and you woke up, the world just changed. The Murdoch murders, by the way, I was stuck with the Murdoch trial in South Carolina.
Yes.
We got the verdict. Melissa, were you surprised?
Guilty as effing sin.
He was. Two life sentences for killing his wife and his son. You had it all.
Mm-hmm.
You had it all, and look what you did. I don't know why. See, human beings are not meant to have power. They self-destruct for some reason. I don't know what it is. They got money. They got fame. They got power. And then they self-destruct. You find out that they have an opioid problem or they did this or whatever. Some people are not used to having it. So anyway, Melissa, did you think he was guilty? Are you glad he got the guilty
absolutely.
Thing?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, there's another thing that's going on right now. And it's terrible. It's happening in Tennessee right now. And it's going to spread throughout the nation. And we're talking about drag queens. 3 minutes ago. The Tennessee governor will sign a bill restricting drag transgender youth treatment.
Mm.
Now, this is important because, see, again, whether I agree with your way of living or your right to do whatever you want to do, it's none of my business. I don't care. But where I come in is when they take away your rights. Because when they take away your rights, they take away my rights. You know what I mean? I may not agree with your lifestyle, but I'm marching because no rights should be taken away. Is a land of liberty. That's just how I feel. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee said he would sign into law a bill that passed the legislature last week, about gender-affirming treatment for transgender youth and restricting drag performance in public. Okay, long and short of it, the people who dress up in drag, he wants it built as an adult entertainment. And he doesn't want these people around kids because they're perverts and it belongs in adult entertainment area. That's what he believes in. Speaking to a reporter outside of school Monday, Lee, a Republican, also addressed a high school yearbook photograph that he appeared in drag. Okay, who cares about that? Lee said in a drag bill, which comes in effect April 1st, would protect children from being potentially exposed to sexualized entertainment, to obscenity. Now, that means that if your child, if little O or Sean, you're in a store and there's some guy in drag reaching for cereal, that person will spend 11 years in jail for being in drag in front of children.
Yeah.
This is what's happening here. And no longer are they going to, government's going to pay for treatment for the transgenders. And because it bans obscenities in front of minors and call the restrictions unconstitutional, vague, and redundant. That's what's happening here. Performers who host drag brunches at restaurants or library reading hours with children say they are able to tailor their shows to be child or family friendly. Representative Chris Todd, a Republican, sponsors of the bill, he said even drag shows that build themselves as family-friendly are inappropriate or even harmful to the children. So it's harmful to your children. If you see a man dressed up like a woman, it's harmful to your children.
Why do kids? But yeah, I mean, we see it all the time in the stores, you know, men.
But it's harmful.
Trying to dress up and okay, I have a point to make.
Yeah.
Why?
Sure.
We have a medical crisis. We have a mental health crisis in this country.
Right.
Why should the government ignore those things and pay for gender reassignment? Come on.
There you go. There you go, kiddo. There you go.
Do you does any Mr. Solution? What do you think? Did you leave or?
No, he's
I don't
here.
Know.
He's here. I'm swallowing
okay.
him, and I'm rocking him.
But then why would we pay for that?
Well,
I think
maybe we make a little bit more out of this than we should. I mean, first of all, let me approach it. I'm going to approach it from the way the courts do, which I agree with, by the way. There are human rights here that transcend quote-unquote, gender and or sex. There are human rights. And so I think that we have to be respectful of those. I think pushback can be properly carried out where there are issues of taste or issues of true violation. I mean, I don't like to see a man faking it as a woman or vice versa. I don't like that confusion, right? And that comes from a religious as well as from a practical standpoint. But I do think we make much too much out of this. For example, the gender bathrooms. Look, there really shouldn't be a problem with bathrooms. You go into the bathroom, you go to a stall. If you are a man, obviously women can't use a urinal as they are presently designed. And, I mean, it kind of befuddles me as to what the big deal. First of all, I know what the big deal is, but it shouldn't be. And we should learn to a greater degree, to live and let live. I mean, those people are here, transgender people. Now, I like transgender women for one reason. Well, they're people. And the other reason is transgender women are the only ones that can oppose the tyranny of so-called cisgender or biological women. And Sarge and I go back and forth on this quite frequently. I'm sorry that he isn't here. But do you understand what I'm saying? Women in America, the law has allowed them to be tyrants. So transgender women are the only ones that can repel that, can oppose that. And so, those are some of my thoughts regarding it.
I guess my point was why should this be paid for reassignment by the government?
Well, that's a good point. And, you know,
about.
Some of them were going into the military and getting
right,
it paid.
They could get, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree with you. I concur with you on that.
How I came into it was we have a medical crisis. We have a mental health crisis in this country, right?
Right.
But we're going to pay for that?
Well, in a sense, I thought you were going to say that's a mental crisis, mental health crisis also.
I don't think they think it is.
Well, no, but I'm saying, I'm just speaking to you now, and Brian, of course, brilliant Brian. And I mean that, Brian, I'm not belittling you when I say you're brilliant. You understand that, right? I know he's not on a smoke break, so I feel comforted.
No,
yeah.
Maybe he's getting a drink.
I know he's not on a smoke break, so I feel pretty good about it. But, yeah, I think that... yeah, that is a mental health issue.
But that is not
whether they consider it or not. Because if you're changing your gender, there are only two sexes. I mean, all this other stuff. I listen to Jordan Peterson. I encourage you to listen to him. He's a very good source. I would mention someone else, but I know you hate this guy, so I won't.
Tom Likas? Tom Likas?
You hate him, too?
I don't like him at all.
Well, actually, why don't you like Tom?
Because I don't think he really is who he is, and I've said it before. I'm going to be really honest about this. He puts women down, and it's going to be shallow on my part, and he's really ugly.
Well, you know, I quote you often because I think it's so true. But see, ugly men or men who don't look as attractive, they have to be successful. And that compensates. See, Tom Likas could get hot chicks, and they are ephemeral also. Let's just say that. They're, you know, transitory. But he could get hotter chicks than much better looking men. Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. I find him repulsive.
Well, actually, look, I think, now your children, when they were coming up, and your grandchildren now, restrict them. You critique them. You criticize certain behaviors that they do because you care about them. It's the same thing. Men who care about women criticize women. I've had people to come over to me, women to come over to me and say, you know, when I first heard you, I thought you hated women. And I said, well, what changed your mind? And you know the one thing they say, they've said to me, and this has happened repeatedly, they said, I listened.
Yeah.
And whereas at first they just felt. They didn't listen. They felt. And so harsh things have to be said about women's behavior by men and women who care about them. Because women do some dumbass things. Women do things that get them killed. They lose their lives during dumb stuff, like dealing with bad guys. Some guys will kill women. I really had to look into these documentaries and study this, but there are guys who will actually kill, who not only will, but have killed women. No problem.
Well, we were just
if the woman
about
loves
that.
Them the
we
wrong
did,
way,
did.
She's dead.
What about the murder?
Now, see, I didn't listen to that. I just heard that kind of tangentially. You said he killed his wife and his son?
Son, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
How did he do it, if I just may inquire?
Shooting.
He just shot them?
Yeah, he shot the son and the wife. He was a prominent attorney. And
I'll
look it up. It is amazing. He was found guilty yesterday. And,
well, the last thing I saw was the Johnny Depp Amber Heard fiasco.
Yeah.
But in this case, this guy is a prominent attorney that murders his wife and his son.
Yes.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Do you know the motive? What was the motive?
They really, he was also a thief. He was stealing from his clients, a thief.
Oh, a thief, yes. Okay, go on.
He was stealing from his clients. He was a personal injury attorney.
and was siphoning millions from the cases, right?
Do you really mean that? Millions? Literally?
Millions. Millions.
Millions, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But again, they didn't bring out the motive for his doing that.
Yeah, the day they were murdered, he had been caught by another one of the attorneys, and confronted and was asked to leave the law firm. And this had been his family law firm for 3 or 4 generations, Brian. They were solicitors, which down south is a DA, right? They use different terminology, because that's an old word, solicitor, right?
Okay, sure.
In the UK, don't they call them a solicitor, an attorney?
Well, we have a solicitor general both at state and federal level. I know at the federal level. Yeah, I understand what it is, though, but go ahead.
Powered. Then the son, he claimed that he'd never gone down to the kennels that night. They had a hunting lodge that they were at, and so they kept a lot of dogs in these kennels, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he claimed that he was never there that night, but there was a Snapchat video that the son took, just of, you know, nothing big, and he was there.
Mm.
So he lied to everybody.
So he tried to establish an alibi that was refuted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
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 Well, you know, he's probably either a psychopath or a sociopath.
No, great.
And how many years did he get? Did he get the death penalty or life in prison?
Life.
Life. Life,
yeah.
Well,
but he had
everything.
And the, you know, he had everything.
Oh,
right?
Well, yeah.
Well,
we think he did, but evidently he didn't think he did.
Yeah. And he also
but to murder, why didn't
problem.
He just take the money and run? Why would he have committed murder? You know, that's the highest offense.
It
murder.
Is.
Yeah, murder. Not just the killing, but murder.
Oh,
and of his own family members, you know, that is hard. And what state did this take place?
South Carolina.
Oh, South Carolina. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Now, get this. This is the other part. The son that he shot and killed was set to go on trial for murder that Thursday. They were killed on a Monday for boating while drunk, and another teenager was killed.
Oh,
so there
wow.
was, and he was being sued for $30 million or $40 million for wrongful death.
So the son, wait a minute, I was thinking of the son as a adolescent or pre-adolescent. But the son was a grown man, obviously, right?
Yeah. Well,
okay. I'm thinking of Hunter Biden. I don't know why my mind just flashed.
No.
Hunter Biden.
No.
So
the kid was out drunk boating.
Yes.
Who had a bad history of alcohol usage, which the parents bought him. And he was using the other brother's ID to buy alcohol, and it was all on camera. You know, it's amazing. Cameras and phones caught this guy.
Right. Wait a minute. I'm a little bit confused. How old was the son? You say he had to use a fake ID. Huh?
19.
Oh, 19. Okay, I got it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's still an adult, but not able to buy alcohol.
Yeah.
I see what you mean.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah. So those
and that captured the nation
up.
Because of,
world,
I guess, the high-profile
yeah.
status of the attorney?
Yeah.
I'm glad, Brian, you know, I awakened this morning and I said, well, let me call in to see if Brian, I know he normally tries to get a show in on Friday, and I want to see how he's doing. So I'm really glad Brian is inspirational in that, you know, he's gone through this gauntlet and is in recovery. I just hope he doesn't overdo it because he wants to get back to, you know, big bad Brian. So I hope he takes it easy and doesn't impose complications upon himself.
I do, too.
Yeah, well, listen, let me say this. From the Catholic Church's standpoint, you know, I know they provide a better education because some other prominent groups will send their kids, or they used to send their kids to Catholic Church. But I listen to Catholic radio every day. It's called Relevant Radio, and it's all over the nation, at least somewhere. And one of the things they point out is that I guess all religion are declining, religious teaching, religious institutions. And I was listening to Patrick Madrid the other day, and he was talking about, for example, see, this thing of priests and nuns, that's unbiblical. You know, Peter had a mother-in-law. Now, they say Peter was the pope. I don't think there's evidence of that. In fact, I think there's counter-evidence. But nevertheless, let's just go with what they say for purposes of argument. They say Peter was the pope. Okay, Peter was married.
Yeah.
Why do I see they start out with an abnormal situation.
They set it up for failure.
Yes, exactly. Oh, okay, go ahead. Yeah, exactly. Now, the Eastern branch of the Catholic Church, they do allow marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I am glad we're back to the church.
Oh, we never left it.
The Catholics.
Never left it. And, Brian, one of the things I wanted to tell you, if I may, Christianity specifically, which includes Catholicism, there's a proselytizing aspect or evangelical aspect to the religion. So I was thinking about what you said, and look, I'm going to bifurcate here. I'm going to bifurcate. I understand that there are private. I understand that there are private things that you may not, that you or one may not want to discuss. That's fine. Mm-hmm. However, the religion fundamentally and foundationally is evangelical. It's transparent. Mm-hmm. One of the great expressions of the Apostle Paul is, "This has not been done in a corner." And that's necessary because we have to kind of the old adage is as iron sharpens iron, so does one man another. So there's no such thing as a private Christian religion. That is anathema. Okay, it is forensic. It's public, and we have to talk about it. That's the only way we can share it. The gospel, the very definition of the word gospel, means good news. And news is something, especially if it's good, it's broadcast.
Right.
So I hear people sometimes say, well, my religion is private. And I'm thinking, well, what the heck kind of religion is that? It certainly isn't Christianity. Because Christianity is very forensic.
I hide children under a pizza shop boards, and then I boil them, and I sacrifice them. But
you get the gist of what I'm saying.
One of these
people, Brian, you don't like to concur because I think it's part of your shtick.
I'm not a preacher.
Hold on, it's part of your shtick to not concur.
I'm
just letting you know. I get it. Go ahead.
But not with you, sir. Bulldog Brian.
You see me as competition. I don't.
No, I do
I
not.
I know you are smarter than I am, so I'm okay with that. I've come to
accept
that.
You know what I see
faith.
You? No. You know what I see you? I'll tell you what I see you. You're a good conversationalist, and you're very educated. You are very
educated. I love conversation. I love exploration.
But I don't see you as competition.
Yes, you do.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Now you're telling me how I see you.
Yeah, because, look,
that's not a narcissistic kind of thing that you're telling me how I see you.
No. I analyze your words, and I come
you're
to
analyze
a conclusion,
my words.
Sir.
What I'm trying to say to you, I'm trying to tell you, you see me as competition, then if that's how you think.
Competition. I grant you that. You're better competition.
But I am not your competition.
But listen, I'm hanging in there, though. I'm hanging in there.
No, what I'm trying to say is I see you as an intelligent man. I see you as a knowledgeable gentleman, and I see you as a friend. I do not see you as somebody that I have to compete with or compete knowledge with.
Is that
troll.
Never? Is that never or now?
Yeah, very rarely. Yeah. No, I mean,
okay,
that's never.
Right.
I mean, that's how I always saw you.
I'll spring back. I'll accept that for now, but I'll spring
accept
back.
That for now. You accept that for now. See, I'm a no.
Wait a minute. The issue is we'll table the issue for now, but it's by no means dead. It'll resurrect itself for sure.
I just gave you a couple of compliments, and you're going to table it, and we'll bring it back up later? Come on. Accept a compliment. Move on.
No, not the compliment. I'm bifurcating, Brian.
Yeah, I know you are. You got to, you needed some anti-acid for that. I mean, that can hurt. Quit doing that. But what I am
listen, anti-acids are never good. But look here, I do want you guys, because like Robert Kiyosaki, and I love, well, a lot of statements that he made in his book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and he's on podcast now. But one of the points he made, and it's forever growth, especially intellectual and educational, and that is always finding better formulae to do what one does. In other words, improving upon one's present method of success to do it faster, more efficiently, et cetera, you know. And let me just say this while I'm on the subject. I hate electric cars. I think electric cars, they're trying to sell them to us. But I think electric cars are going to cause far more.
You
want to
be
problems.
Beholden to foreign. You want to be beholden to foreign power, foreign oil for the rest of your life, and whatever.
Well, we don't have
do.
To do that under Trump. We were net oil. We were sufficient in
well,
oil.
Well, we are second.
We had petroleum. And the first thing Biden did when he came into office. Was that the Keystone pipeline that he shut down?
Yeah,
destroyed all those jobs.
I don't know, but here is something.
Okay,
I'll
but
give
the
you
point
some
is the point is electric cars will not save us because those batteries, first of all, have to be excavated. The materials for those batteries have to be excavated with fossil fuel run machinery, right? I love machinery, right? I actually have a certificate in electrical and mechanical engineering, so I love structure of all sorts, machines, you know, tools. Oh man, I love that sort of stuff. But if you look at those earth-moving equipments and some of the tires on those on some of that heavy earth-moving equipment, weighs about a ton and a half, just one tire.
Yeah.
One tire. So you can tell these are huge structures. And they run, guess on what? Diesel. That's right, fossil fuel. And now, wait a minute, once you get the battery, how does one dispose of those batteries? We don't have an effective way of disposing of those batteries. And they do wear out, by the way. And
well,
so electric cars are by no means the answer to fossil fuel.
Now, maybe we could talk
about biofuels, you know.
Well, they should do the thing. I put in steam. Let's go back to steam. Our cars run by steam.
Well, no. Now, I've worked on ships with boilers, with steam. Steam is good.
Can you imagine that?
Jay Leno has steam engines.
Yeah, he does.
But there are advantages of the gasoline engine over steam engines. Number one, I'm not putting steam down. Steam is very powerful. But you do have boilers. There's potential explosion. There's the lag time as opposed to a gasoline engine. The modern-day ICE, internal combustion engine, is far more efficient and functional than any other engine. Even a jet turbine engine. They had a jet turbine engine, and I love jet turbine engines. And jet engines are merely compressors, right?
Right.
But
I want to talk to you about this before we go, because we got to go in about 3 minutes.
Okay, go ahead.
Donald Trump is in the news. Now, what's happening is that, of course, all the president's men, Donald Trump's men, are going to a grand jury talking about shit. And so the last thing was happening is they were telling about Fox News, about all these people lying on Fox News. And then people doing their deposition saying they hate Trump. Hannity thinks Trump is an idiot, and we can go on, Tucker, with this. So Trump got mad.
Wait a minute. But you know they dropped that classified. They slowly dropped that issue on the classified documents. You noticed that, right? That didn't escape
right.
your notice, did it?
No, it didn't. But here's what Trump...
Okay,
and
you noticed that Biden had classified documents also, right?
Yeah, you know what? I think all of them do.
Hold on. But Biden had those classified documents as a senator, not as a president.
Okay. Exactly.
So there wasn't even
those documents are like 40 years old.
They weren't. There wasn't. He had documents that were classified from the Obama administration. Well, then he was vice president, and a vice president can only declassify documents that he classified.
Yeah, but see, this is not a criminal.
If it was wrong for Trump to have classified documents,
this is a moral issue. Right, it's wrong for him too. I agree.
Wait a minute,
it
was wrong to
an
exponential degree. But I'm just noticing. I'm just asking you if you notice how that has dropped out of the news almost completely.
Yes, I did. I did. But see,
do you think that is when liars are caught up in their own lies, they tend to move on to another lie, right?
Exactly. But what I'm trying to say is this is a moral issue. It's not a criminal issue with the documents. This is not a civil issue with the documents. This is a moral issue. So nobody's going to jail for this. There's no criminal thing for this.
Wait a minute. You're wrong about that. If it's a moral issue, it's got to be a legal issue. Because is there a statute that governs the moral issue?
Well, what's it, the Department of, anyway, here's Donald Trump. Listen to Donald Trump before we go. Oh, I hate when they do that. He doesn't talk. They're just putting music to it. Bottom line, they're saying that, and I like what Rupert Murdoch said. This is not about a blue issue. This is not about a red issue. This is a green issue, dollars. It's all about the dollars. He never liked Trump. They gave him a soft ban, which I don't know what a soft ban is, which is bullshit. Either you're going to ban Trump, we're talking from Fox News, either you're going to ban Trump or you're not going to ban Trump. But the bottom line, Trump will not have Fox News coming his way. He's going to be in a situation, I don't know who the Republicans are going to have to come up for be serious as president, because I don't think Trump is going to make it. I really don't. I just think they're and I think the Democrats are playing a good game.
Who would you say would have a better shot?
I don't know. I think there's an unknown Republican. I'm looking for him right now.
What kind of argument is Wait a minute.
I guarantee you there's going to be a senator out there.
Let me ask a question. Okay, coming from brilliance, what the hell kind of argument is that?
I am saying you're not listening to me. I'm saying that Trump is not going to be go as far as you think it is. We had it with him. And with his name, DeSantis with his racist thing and banning books.
Ryan, that's
nonsense. And
banning
books and all that other bullshit.
Trump still controls the GOP, right?
You see what's happening at CPAC right now? Hardly anybody's
Try to answer my question directly.
He still controls the GOP. He still has a stronghold on the GOP. But if you see what's happening at the CPAC right now, there's hardly anybody there.
How about millions of supporters, right?
Sure. But Biden had more. That's why he's president. I want to thank Lucia for coming in.
Wait a minute. I don't think that's true. Wait a minute. Are you satisfied with Biden?
I am.
Really?
Hey, and I want to say, thank you, Biden, and thank you, Biden, for putting
the cap
on.
I just
want
to clear this.
Wait a minute. Hell,
Brian,
I got
this
10
is
seconds.
Therapeutic
putting
for
a,
me,
what is it? Was it insulin?
Indulge me just
$35.
For a moment.
He put a cap on insulin, for Christ's sake. He saved so many lives. Thank you, Biden. Without the insurance that I have, thanks, Biden, for the insurance that I got that paid $1.7 million of my hospital bills. You're damn right. And Trump was the one who took away all the safety. Trump was the one who took away all
the
safety things from the railroad that derailed in Ohio. Trump was the one who took away a lot of those safety requirements. Thank you, Trump. Huh?
Do you think he has? Thank you. Do you think he has Biden has the respect of any foreign leaders?
Oh, I think he does. It's America.
Which
it's not
one?
So much one man. It's the idea. It's America. It's our allies. But I want to thank. I want to thank Lucia. I want to thank.
So wait a minute. So let me just. You're helping me, Brian. I'm a troubled soul. I'm bearing my soul to you. So, in other words, the inflation that we are currently experiencing, you're okay with that?
What with Biden? Yes, I am.
The layoffs,
okay
all the companies that are going out of business.
You know what's interesting? Wait a minute. Okay.
And all the malls that are closing down.
I gotta say something that's
okay
very,
with the way
very
the economy
extremely.
Is going?
No, listen to me. I gotta say something that's very extremely important. Listen, in
yes,
all
sir.
Seriousness, 100%. Biden was the only one who vowed to get rid of cancer. And we have had such developments towards cancer now. You would not believe it. And pretty soon, we keep going the rate that we're going. In 5 years, you'll be able to pee in a stick. You'll be able to pee on a stick that'll tell you if you had cancer. There'll be 10 years from now, there'll be a pill that you could take that will get rid of most cancers.
Hey, Brian, let me ask you this, because you bring up some interesting. Will they be able to – are you on a bladder transplant list?
No, I'm not on a bladder transplant. What the hell
so
are you talking about?
Don't laugh at me because I don't know. I'm asking you.
No.
Is there such a thing as a – well, there's a kidney transplant, there's a liver transplant, there's a heart transplant. So you're telling me, and I'm going in the vein of what you just said – they can't transplant bladders now?
You know what? It's an interesting question that you did because I just saw somebody get a stomach removal. Stomach removal. Can you imagine that? I'm going, what the hell is that? I don't know, Mr. Solution. You may be – I don't know. I don't think there's a bladder transplant. I really don't think there's such a thing.
You know what? They should be able to grow you another bladder. I hope they can. But
no,
see,
they have – No, yeah. They don't. They don't. But the thing about it is, kiddo, is that what I'm trying to say to you, no matter – this is what this man – he had – his wife right now, Jill, Dr. Jill Biden, has – what does she have? Is it a skin cancer that she has? She has some
I don't
kind
know.
Of
I haven't heard.
She,
but I
yeah,
know
she
disrespects her husband for letting him get out in public and make a fool of himself. Shaking hands with people who aren't there.
Okay, but what the hell are you?
I just had a visual, you know.
I know. I you know, so he throws these curveballs in there, and I'm going, what the, what the hell? She has lesions removed during Biden's physical was cancerous. She has, what does she have? Is it, she has cancer.
Well, you said skin cancer. Melanoma is the most common.
Yeah.
Is it melanoma?
Yeah, it is. I don't know. So carcinoma.
It's melanoma. I was telling a young man the other day, he's a strapping, he's helping me on my little rent.
She's been diagnosed with basal cell carcinoma.
Basal
that sounds like
cell.
Skin.
So that's the melanoma. But this young man, I was trying to help him out. Very young man. He was helping me out on the ranch a little bit. And I said to him, he should wear a hat. And I gave him the ADA, American Dermatological Association. Between the hours of 10, I think, and roughly 2, the sun is the strongest, UV rays. And so I told him he should wear a hat with at least a 2-inch brim. And, so he heard me. I don't know. If he's trying to be cute, he won't do it. And if he's listening a little bit, he will because he'll manifest that over time because his skin will wrinkle. I've seen people who lay out in the sun, women, skin looks like leather, old leather.
Yeah, I have seen that. What was that one picture? That was this woman looked like 80 years old, and she was just red as can be. Her skin looked like a lizard. But what I'm trying to say is that's the only president. And you know what?
My God.
He has come. It really did.
That's over UV exposure.
Right. Biden has put forth the effort. I mean, I don't know about you guys. Have you noticed? I've been watching movies like Chicago Med and everything. Everybody has cancer or commercials. There's somebody has cancer, and this is a – or is it just California? I mean, on your regular TV, is something cancer you see every day on your TV, you know, commercials or something?
No.
I don't know why, just on my TV.
You know what? I'm going to recommend. Go ahead, Melissa.
Brian has been going through this. So it's, you know, something that you see.
But,
well,
you know,
I'm going to tell you this now. I may get
he's
local.
He's trying to kill it. And the progress that he's doing is just unbelievable. And I do believe in 10 years that 3 out of 7 of us will come down with cancer. We will. It's no longer. It's 3 out of 7 of us. So you got 10 people in the room, or you got 7 people in the room, 3 of you will come down
with
cancer.
Well, what kind
of cancer,
though?
Some form.
What kind
of,
is it controllable? Like if it's smoking? Now, see, you said something.
No.
I haven't checked it out. I just went by your word.
There are people who come down
with
other cancers that don't even smoke, and they come down with leukemia. So
smoking
a cigar,
excuse me.
Yeah,
but some cancers
smoking a cigar
are totally
is comparable to smoking
like
a whole pack of cigarettes. Smoking a full cigar is comparable to smoking a whole pack of cigarettes. Yeah.
Right. Now, I said, Melissa, did you – I don't know. Did you have a moment to look up the benefits of bourbon?
I did, of bourbon. Yeah. Pretty. Let me just make
were
sure.
You didn't
up.
Say anything. Were you surprised to see that? I was.
Number 3 fights cancer.
Right, and it tells
bourbon.
You it's allergic acid.
Yeah, let me see.
It fights the free radicals, you know, the unburned.
Yeah. And also
it has dementia.
Yeah, allergic
dementia
acid.
Delay.
Yep.
ALLEGIC, I believe. Allergic acid
protects against diabetes.
Right.
Rich in antioxidants.
And
blood circulation.
It's a digestive.
It's interesting. It's really
interesting. Yeah, you know, like I say, I was dozing and I was listening to Catholic radio. And
yeah.
This guy, Kale Clark, I believe his name, he's out of Canada, some of the broadcasts are. And I said, what? But it's only bourbon. And also Jack Daniel's Black Label is technically a bourbon, but it's not listed as a bourbon. So, but it's only effective 3 ounces for a man or less, 3 ounces per day or less. And a woman, it's 1.5 ounces or less with a meal. See, that's the other thing. Because when I went to Brian, the only reason I'm saying this is because this is a cancer preventative. And this goes to the finding better formulae. You know, I was using my lemons. Lemons are very good. They are. They help in weight loss. I think it helps with weight loss, too, right?
Yeah, it does that. Yeah.
Yeah, but only in those limited amounts, and it has to be taken with water or food. Food is preferable because it slows the alcohol absorption. But I couldn't believe all the benefits that something like that supplies. Oh, and the wood, it gets that allergic acid from those charred oak barrels that it's in for about I think it's in there for about a year or so. Now, I hate the taste of it. Let's be clear. I abhor the taste of it. It doesn't taste good. But it's medicine. I don't know if you saw where it also said during Prohibition, it was prescribed by doctors for pneumonia and high blood pressure. Is that correct?
Yeah. That it's not an old. It said that it's not an old wives' tale if you have a cold or for your immune system. You know, obviously you said they used to prescribe it. Is it a vasodilator? Wait a minute.
Yeah, it dilates the blood vessels and it evacuates mucus. So that's where the old hotty toddy is. Am I saying that? The
hotty
toddy comes in.
Yeah.
And I think you had honey and warm water.
Yep.
And it really is a tonic. It was sold as a tonic is what it was. Yeah. So anyway,
well, that is interesting, and we're going to go on that note, on a happy note, with bourbon and hot toddy.
Happy note.
Absolutely. Well,
solution.
Have a great weekend, Brian, and
is
I hope you feel
oh,
better.
Oh, this is Friday.
Better
this is Friday? Damn,
I forgot.
Well, I
want
to thank you for coming in, Mr. Solution. It's always been a pleasure.
Thank you, everybody.
Melissa, it is great to hear your voice. It's a pleasure, my dear.
What's your temperature, Melissa?
Thank you for coming in, Melissa.
Have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend,
too.
Say hello to Big O and Middle S.
We're going to have a snowstorm tonight. Snowstorm.
Oh, boy. Hunker down.
Hunker down and get the bourbon. Get the bourbon.
Yeah.
All right.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
See you later. God bless.
Okay, buddy. Take care.